and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mario Brothers, and now the ultimate retro nostalgia throwback game. I present to the world Alex Jones's New World Order Wars. They're turning the friggin' frogs gay. I'll eat your ass, you Nazi scum. Let's free the Patriots and defeat the globalist tech team.
We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
This game is mostly peaceful.
Woo! I'm going to lower the world's population.
Oh, big deal. I'm taking you down, rapist.
I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
Download it now at alexjonesgame.com, because as we all know, anything badass gets censored.
At this important meeting of the Davos Global Elite, we have told you they were eats the bugs, they were owns nothings, and they were like it. We have worked around the clock to silence Herr Jones and anyone else that challenges our eats the bugs narrative. Of course it will be easy to silence Jones. We will have victory.
Mein Führer.
He never gives up, mein Führer.
Actually, he has best-selling books now. But that's not the problem, so now he has a new video game called New World Order Wars. Our experts believe it will explode and have a giant effect in the popular culture.
They're turning the friggin' frogs again.
Everyone else leave the room except Soros, Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, Klaus Schwab.
Say hello to my little friend. Who's Texas? You will join the Matrix.
What did I tell you? Control every facet of the media. Now that he has launched his video game, he will be able to fund his larger operation in InfoWar Counter Allies. And then he will have more video games, and then children's toys, and freedom is so popular. Look at what they've done when we shut down Tucker Carlson. He got 50 times better. We tried to bully Joe Rogan, and now he's gotten in our face. I will tell you all, you're the downfall of our new Reich, our new world order. What is Bill Gates, my friend, my lover, going to do when he learns what you have done? My wife, Bill Gates, will be so angry. You have destroyed us all.
911 was an inside job. The lottery is rigged.
You tell them all. They do not visit AlexJonesGame.com, and they do not download New World Order Wars. That is an order from the New World Order.
When you download it, when you share it, it sends a very important cultural message against tyranny. And it also funds the true information war against the globalists. So when you download this game, when you play this game, you are truly fighting tyranny and 1776 worldwide. So I want to salute again and thank all of you that have gotten the game. And if you've not downloaded and played the game, what on earth are you waiting for? So go now to alexjonesgame.com and download it.
The New World Order is no more.
It's Thursday, November 16, 2023. I want to thank Jack Masubi and others for promoting the game. It's definitely going to make the leftist heads explode. AlexJonesGame.com. It's New World Order Wars. Giant transmission lined up. Back live in 60 seconds. Start your engines. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today, today, today.
Finally. After close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad,
we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption into the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide in defiance of the New World Order on this live Thursday, November 16th, 2023 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very honored and blessed to be here. I want to commend the great crew, all of our affiliate sponsors and stations across the Republic and radiating the truth out worldwide. Well, we're going to break down Xi Jinping and the standing ovations by the corporate globalists and the bowing and hemming and hawing by the puppet Biden leftists rioting all over the planet for Palestine, all part of the Israel-Arab dialectic that's taking place. We're going to be laying it all out here today. We also have huge major studies, after study that just came out this week. Common pesticides in food, reducing sperm count worldwide. Report EMF, electromagnetic frequencies, destroying sperm count. And how that ties into mercury pollution, making the birds and the humans gay in mainline studies. Isn't that interesting? We're going to be laying out the whole New World Order's plan to depopulate humanity. We also have congressional hearings with Ray with five or six big bombshells, but definitely two I'm going to be getting to. Number one, we can't track all the terrorists that have come in, and they're going to attack any time now. Hezbollah, Hamas, you name it. And, he got grilled, head of the FBI, Ray did, about all those buses coming in, unloading Antifa off government buses and unloading FBI agents and federal marshals dressed up like Trump supporters. We already have documents on this, but now Congress has gotten the different videos. And the congressman that put him on the spot, Higgins, has got big huevos. They'll try to indict him for sure for something now. He better not have a crooked toenail, or he better not, you know, miss brushing his teeth one morning. He said, listen, your day's coming, Ray. We know you staged January 6th. And it's going to be bold truth like that that defeats this occupied government we have. So that's just some of the news that we've got unfolding as well. We're going to be looking at the UN, World Health Organization, paid $250 to each victim of UN rape. Wow, that's even less than people got in Lahaina with what happened there with those tragic fires. We're supposed to all move on and forget about it. And that's what this show does, is we tie past, present, and future together and point out how it's the same players over and over again engaging in extremely piratical behavior. All right, we're also going to open the phones up again today for the full broadcast on any subject, any news item, any issue that you want to raise. We will be taking your phone calls. I will give the number out at the bottom of the hour. We're going to do first-time callers again here today. And, of course, there's so much more we're going to be getting to. Elon Musk gets flamed for agreeing with anti-Semitic post. And was it anti-Semitic to say
so many liberal Jews, and the majority of Jews are liberal in statistics, want to open borders up and bring in all these Muslims and want to bring refugees here, but then Israel doesn't want them, and Jews are now out buying guns in record levels and becoming more conservative, which is a good thing. That's reality catching up with any liberal, whether you're Jewish or Christian or whatever. That's anti-Semitic. That's the truth. So people try to boil this down to you're for Israel or you're for the Palestinians. How about I'm for Biden not giving $6 billion to Iran a month before they funded the attack? How about the fact Israel stood down? How about the fact Hamas gets all this power and control out of it? None of the Hamas leaders even live in Gaza, in the Gaza Strip. So, no, I'm not here getting manipulated into a Hegelian dialect where they manipulate two sides against each other. I'm pulled back looking at the big picture. In fact, I said I'd do this a month ago. I didn't. Pull up the HD versions. There's some crappy ones, too. From Russia with Love, the Siamese fighting fish team. I've probably played this 100 times in the last 20 years. Because the first decade or so, we didn't have video on the show. It was radio. I would play audio clips, though, of movies. And it just says it all, because a lot of people are upset with me, which is fine. That's what I want to do, is get people thinking. And I see the comments without even looking on InfoWars and on Twitter. People similar, like Harrison Smith put out a tweet yesterday, great talk show host that hosts American Journal weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central. He's filling in for Owen while he's in prison right now. We got an Owen update for you. And he was like, hey, Alex Jones, you know, when he hired me, said, I respect the work you do, and only thing you'll get fired for is lying. So you're allowed to have views different from mine if I think it comes from a moral, truthful perspective. And so Harrison said in his tweet, maybe we can pull it up, because I'm paraphrasing it. He said, hey, me and Alex don't agree on everything. He just said, always tell the truth from the best of your knowledge. And so, you know, Alex is pro-Israel, and I'm anti-Israel. I mean, but that's not what he even said, but that's basically what people get from it. Israel stood down. I don't know exactly who did it, but Netanyahu was very unpopular. I'm sad those people died, and I don't like the carpet bombing of Gaza either. But I also don't want to take those Islamists in, because 60% of them voted for Hamas, and they are allied with the left. There it is. Alex Jones, and I don't agree completely on the topic of Israel-Gaza, but he has never tried to get me to change my coverage on air or behind the scenes. I will always remember something he said on the first day I joined InfoWars. Say whatever you want, just tell the truth. Yeah, there's been one talk show host I fired because he was saying I was censoring him. And quite frankly, I was busy not even watching his show. And it was for that and amongst other things that I said, listen, I respect you, think you're really smart and admire you. And I'm not going to be used in some type of controversy to act like you're being suppressed. I mean, look at Candace Owens right now. Great lady, love her to death. Was on Tucker yesterday. Ben Shapiro is completely out of control. They're over at the Daily Wire, and he's attacking her, calling her despicable and disgraceful because she doesn't want to level Gaza and thinks the children are innocent. I agree with her. But see, that's a real controversy where people are trying to control what their talk show hosts do. How I control somebody is I hire them because I respect them, and they have a long track record of what they've done and what they've covered. Now, occasionally I'll be watching a show and think, well, that's not exactly accurate, and I'll call them and say, did you know about this? But they come in here all the time and say, hey, Jones, you got that wrong. This has been clarified. I'll go, oh, thank you. Let me fix that. So, no, I'm not like Fox News that keeps a big thumb over its talk show host. I hire people I respect and I like and that I think are good people. I mean, take Greg Reese. He definitely is mad at Israel. But he sees the dialectic, and he's been putting out a bunch of reports very, very critical of Israel. And I've been playing him. And people say, well, this is oxymoronic. Jones will play a clip of Palestinians saying we're going to rape all the Jewish women and they're subhuman, and under Muhammad we're allowed to keep them as sex slaves. And then Jones shows Israeli soldiers shooting an 8-year-old girl, letting her bleed to death. Well, I mean, if we have footage of the KKK lynching a black person, I'm going to show it and say it's wrong. And if we have footage of black people beating innocent white people to death, I'm going to show it and say it's wrong. I don't look at it and say, well, you know, I'm going to be on Israel's side or I'm going to be on the Palestinian side. I'm going to pull back and really show you what tribal warfare is and how bad it is. I got a bunch of clips here today of Jews celebrating killing pregnant women. And then I've got Palestinians celebrating killing Jewish children. I mean, it's just disgusting. It's disgusting. And so I don't care if you're a Muslim. I don't care if you're a Christian or a Buddhist or whatever it is, or Jewish. I stand up for your rights, or Hindu or Buddhist. But when you then try to walk on my rights and you want to come over here and put Sharia law in or whatever, or want to take my speech or pull down American flags, I'm against you. And when Israel, it's officially beating the drum now, not everybody over there, but a big group in the government, want to ship the Gazans here, ooh, you just pissed me off. Israel, if they're so good and so sweet, you take them. You understand?
First came Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, and Super Mario Brothers. And now, the ultimate retro nostalgia throwback game. I present to the world Alex Jones's New World Order Wars. They're turning the friggin' frogs gay. I'll eat your ass, you Nazi scum. Let's free the patriots and defeat the globalist techies.
We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
This game is mostly peaceful.
Woo! Ah!
I'm going to lower the world's population.
Oh, big deal. I'm taking you down, rapist.
I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
Download it now at alexjonesgame.com, because as we all know, anything badass gets censored.
We are in the middle of a crude and ugly communist revolution, funded by the big banks as a battering ram into a new age digital economy and a total surveillance state. All branches of government are attacking we the people, and they offer us only one option, a meaningless vote in a rigged election. What we can do is be prepared, and you can support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com for products to help you through good times and bad. And you can share the videos at band.video. Our best hope still is, and always has been, a mass awakening. So download the videos, share them, upload them, and send them everywhere. Let the world unite for truth, justice, and 1776 worldwide.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that have righteousness than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will have plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers of the field, they will be consumed, and they will go up in smoke.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order It's Alex Jones.
Mao Zedong killed over 80 million of his people, conservatively. And so many of our leaders admire communist China. And look at the images of U.S. soldiers. You see that right there? Holding a communist Chinese flag. That violates federal law. There are federal laws that no U.S. soldier or commissioned officer at an official ceremony will hold a foreign flag. That's what the emissaries from the other group do. But nope, it's all about flaunting it in your face. Back that back up. Now they're pulling down American flags all over the country and hoisting the Palestinian flag, the Ukrainian flag, the UN flag, always the latest thing. Who ordered that young man to have that flag? That's a big deal. Symbolism is important. Here's some video shot clandestinely at the big corporate meeting with all the big tech heads and BlackRock and State Street, Apple. There they are giving Xi Jinping a standing ovation. Here it is.
Hello, stupid Americans. Are you enjoying your fentanyl? Your president is retarded.
Please enjoy your meal.
And we own your children. Ah. Do not visit Infowars.com.
Wow. Unbelievably disgusting. Xi Jinping, scenes of Red Dawn 2023 in San Francisco. As Biden and Xi enter 4 hours of talks, China Xi draws standing ovation from U.S. business leaders and some doubts, Wall Street Journal. After Biden-Xi meeting, Chinese media strikes a positive tone. Yes, there they are, walking his puppet. Ha ha! Biden meets Xi Jinping in San Francisco. Does the Chinese leader shake hands in a luxury estate for crunch talks on Taiwan, fentanyl, and climate change to try to repair spiraling tensions. And what was really done as he drove through the parade grounds of San Francisco, flying messages of communism and the communist Chinese flag, the banner which has flown over more murders and death than any other flag in world history, easily, by a number of two. On the agenda is U.S. will cut more carbon and China will do nothing. They always pledge to do nothing. Of course, carbon's good. They're building 3 coal power plants a month. I'm sorry, a week, excuse me. And we're shutting down multiple ones a week. Literally cutting the U.S. power. What do you mean they cut the power? Game over, man. Game over. But that's where we are. U.S. lawmakers question Apple over John Stewart's China content. That's right. They admit they took him off his show because he criticized Xi Jinping. First, it's Alex Jones. Tim Cook led the deplatforming of yours truly 5 years ago. And now it's John Stewart. Analysts, Xi signaled shift in tone for China on U.S., but can it last? So here's what happened. Trump stood up to it, made us the number one energy exporter in just a couple years, advertised America was open for business, trillions flooded back in, and now, as soon as they remove Trump through fraud and through the China virus, as they call it, like a trap door, business is closed again, and you see the spiraling collapse in industry, in manufacturing, in energy, in Target and Walmart and all of them, and they're the top of the food chain. They've got 5 to 10% drops this year in sales because we're in a depression. What's that? Three quarters of recession uninterrupted. Definitely in a depression. But not for the big boys. They're consolidating power. They're consolidating control right now. Of course, Biden famously called Xi Jinping a dictator and got asked about it again yesterday and said, well, hey, what's the big deal? That's what he is. It's their system of government. Like Trudeau said, it's a basic dictatorship. Let's play that clip of O'Biden talking about that. But first, China decries Biden's off-script dictator Xi comment as extremely wrong, even though he is a dictator for life. Oh, the Politburo, a group of a couple hundred party dictators, a plutocracy, an oligarchy, whatever you want to call it, when you have a ruling body that dictatorial, it's not one dictator, they then made him the dictator. So in their twisted logic, that means he's not a classic dictator. What the hell does that mean? A dictator can be elected, as Hillary reminded us, Hitler was. But when they start banning their opposition and censoring and controlling and arresting the truckers for protesting lockdowns, and then you admire dictators, you say, well, I admire dictatorship. What do you admire most in the world, Trudeau? I admire basic dictatorship of Xi Jinping. Here's a clip of Biden.
After today, would you still refer to President Xi as a dictator? This is a term that you used earlier this year.
Well, look, he is. I mean, he's a dictator in the sense that he is a guy who runs a country that is a communist country that is based on a form of government totally different than ours.
So he is, enough of them, he is a dictator, but we're not supposed to say it. Like two men can have a baby, but we're not supposed to say it. All right, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes. I'm going to open the phones up here on any issue, any item, anything you want to discuss that deals with the news and what's happening in the world. Any questions, any comments? We're going to be taking your phone calls, a lot of them here today. I'm going to try to move quickly to your calls. We're going to fire up the phone system right now, and we're going to give that number out for you to join us. Don't try yet when we come back from break. And hell, I've thought about just bringing the phone system in here like I used to do 26, 27, 28 years ago when I first got into talk radio after Access TV. And I would just sometimes I had to run the board myself when I first got in radio. Nobody'd be there. I had to learn how to do it, everything. And I'd sit there and just come in and out of break, and I'd sit there and take calls. Boop, boop. Okay, what's your name? You're on the air. What do you want to talk about? That'd kind of be fun. But, no, we just get where you're calling from, and if you want to tell us what you're talking about, it gives me an idea. I can see it on the board, so I'm ready to try to answer your question better. But if you want to say anonymous caller, anonymous question, or say wild card, you're not going to tell me. Just tell the screener wild card from Tennessee, or wild card from Quebec, Canada, or wild card from South Africa, or wild card from Chile, or wild card from Antarctica, or wild card from a 747 flying above the Atlantic Ocean. This is 777s now. We'll give the toll-free number out when we return. And boy, there is a lot of news and a lot of information. But I love taking your calls and the wild card nature of it. Stay with us, my friends. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We see you on stairwell.
Eagle has wings.
Roger. How's it look?
Let's proceed.
Roger.
Ignition. Contact light. Eagle has landed.
Roger, that's great. Is the lighting halfway
decent? Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Beautiful.
All right, we're going to give the toll-free number out. I'm going to take calls throughout the broadcast, interspersed with critical news and breaking information. What do you make of Xi Jinping? Represents the dictatorship that's killed more people than any other corrupt political system in history. The conservative estimates are 86 million by the CIA. The communist Chinese say over 105 million themselves. Look it up. What do you make of that, and how they're trying to put Trump in jail? And I've got all this other news, the Islamists running around pulling down American flags, attacking the DNC headquarters in New York and other areas in Washington yesterday. They're coming after Elon Musk, saying, you know, that a lot of Jews are liberal and want to bring in Muslims, but now they're starting to change their tune. That's not anti-Semitic. That's a fact. That's like a specialty of Jews, is bringing in refugees because they see themselves as refugees. We're going to be looking at that. Big January 6th developments. Chris Ray gets caught. Representative Higgins releases photo, and there's video, too, of secret J6 ghost buses bringing in feds dressed as Trump supporters and Antifa. That's all coming up. Now, here's the toll-free number to join us on this live Thursday broadcast. I want to give first-time callers a chance again. We want to take your calls. We want to go to them. We want to move the next person quickly. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Any issue you want to raise, I love the wild card nature of it. I love where you take us. In fact, you can say, I'm John Doe from the moon, and your topic is anonymous. If you want to tell us what your topic is, I'll know, and it gives me a chance to think about responding to you, you know, during a break or something before I go live on air. I can look at it and think. But I just take the calls the order they're received. So the first call comes in, I go to you first, and then right down the line, 877-789-2539. Now, literally minutes ago, we got an update. And I told you I'd give you updates on Owen Schroyer, who is spending 60 days in prison. The judge said in the sentencing document and gave cites, times, of when he still said the election was stolen. The judge said, because of that, you're not sad. You haven't, you know, changed what you're saying like Braveheart. We're going to punish you. And you can say, well, they're not tearing his guts out and drawing and quartering him like William Wallace. It's 60 days. But it's a precedent, folks. Then it can become 9 years like Julian Assange. And so Owen is still in solitary confinement for calling out of the prison, which isn't even violate the rules. But here's the key. Norm Pattis is amongst probably the top 20 most famous lawyers in America. Maybe even, you know, nowadays top 10. He sends him his bar card. He talks to him for weeks. Never been able to talk to his client in weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks now. And he represents, he's also a criminal lawyer, famous murder cases. People on death row. Never had this happen in all his years because it's special treatment for January Sixers. So they're now saying, we don't believe you're a lawyer. We don't believe you're Norm Pattis. He sends them all his IDs, all his information. So here's a message to Oakdale in Louisiana. Norm Pattis is real. He's my lawyer. He's Owen's lawyer. He's on national news press conferences. You know who he is. This is more fraud. So I'm really concerned about Owen. How do we know Owen isn't in a coma in the medical ward? How do we know he's not dead? And I'm not trying to say that's happened. I'm saying we don't know. It's like you're in a shopping mall and your 6-7-year-old daughter see something that's interesting while you're trying on shoes. You turn around 2 minutes later, she's gone. You run around the shopping center. You run down the halls. You call the mall security guards. Where's my daughter? Well, I mean, we don't even know what's going on with Owen. Okay. Now, he was smart enough through our sources to give numbers to Norm to some of the people we know that are in the prison who aren't being censored, who aren't, they don't know we're getting out. I don't want to give too much away, or they'll punish them. They are having to surreptitiously tell us he's in solitary confinement. So Owen has entered a black hole. Norm Pattis, give us the update. Thank you so much.
Thanks for hitting me, Alex. You know, things have improved a little bit in the course of the morning. I'm now told they acknowledge that I'm real. And tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, I'm promised to have a legal call.
Okay, so start over. Because I talked to you a little while ago. I guess you just got this info and called in.
Right.
So start over. For a while, they're saying you're not real. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had anything occur like it. You know, the Oakdale facility is a federal facility in Oakdale, Louisiana. My offices are in New Haven, Connecticut. I was down there to turn Owen in. He gets put in solitary for apparently making a phone call. I send a memo, a note to the prison. I'd like to find out what's going on. Can somebody contact me? They write back immediately by email. As soon as we find somebody that can talk to it, address this, we'll get back to you. They never get back to me. A week passes. Folks, am I going to get an answer? I understand. I've heard he's in solitary confinement. We need to confirm that you're his lawyer. We need to confirm who you are. Please send us your bar card. I send him a copy of a bar card, the bar admission card. That's not enough. We need to see your driver's license front and back. I send him the driver's license front and back. They write back, that's not enough. We need to see the back of your bar card.
By the way, anybody could Google you. You're all over the news in thousands, if not hundreds, if not thousands of articles with Owen. You are his lawyer. Everybody knows it.
Well, I've never been treated in such an Orwellian fashion by a prison system at all. I'm told that House Representative Speaker Mike Johnson's staff is watching your show this afternoon by special arrangement with a lobbyist down there. Representative Johnson, we're asking you, Speaker Johnson, we're asking you, do something about Owen's situation. Sure, I'm promised a call tomorrow morning at 11, but it wouldn't surprise me if I got a call, something came up. Representative Johnson, you're down there. Speaker Johnson, that's your district. Please send a staff member to the prison. We want to know that Owen is okay.
And by the way, that's the good news. MTG brought him up yesterday on the show. It's getting brought up in Congress all over the place. I mean, people know they're setting a precedent with Owen, so that's the good news.
Well, but here's the chilling news. I've received messages from any number of people. Their letters to Owen are being returned. Packages they send are being returned unopened. People are trying to send him reading material. They're sending it back unopened. So Owen is being held in isolation, and we don't know why. And so the message I have to the folks at Oakdale is if you can't set Owen free, don't penalize him for speaking out to the public who he loves, and please don't cut him off from the rest of the world.
Well, you gotta love it. The judge says in the sentencing order, as you know, three examples of him in May, June, and, August, still questioning the election, which is his right, which is true, but even if it was wrong, it's his right. And now he's, we believe, penalized, that's what we're told by inside sources, because he called out, which is, I've had all sorts of people from prison on the phone. How is there a law there? What's going on, Norm?
The only rule is that you can't put a third party on the phone. You can't call me from prison and have me patch a third party in. But that's not what Owen did. Owen spoke to somebody who recorded the phone call.
And they're claiming, and because we aired it, according to the source, that that's a third party. No, if he calls somebody, they record it, they put it on Twitter, we play it. Owen didn't do that.
Well, here's the deal, though, Alex. I don't even know personally, as his lawyer, if that's why he's being punished. No one has told me. Under prison guidelines, he's entitled to notice. He's entitled to an opportunity to be heard. I don't know if he had those hearings. I simply have not known for 2 weeks. I've had a conversation with his mother, who's wondering how he is. I don't have anything to tell her. And so tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., I'm supposed to be on the, at 11 a.m., I guess that's Central Time. I'm supposed to be on the phone with Owen, and I'm hoping to have a conversation with him finally to find out how he is and what we can do to help him.
And let's expand on this. I talked to MTG on air a few days ago and then off air. She said she was thinking about going. I didn't know this. It's just been announced. She's going there. What a great lady. I know she loves Owen. Matt Gaetz, MTG, to visit Jan 6 prison housing Owen Schroyer, John Strand, up disturbing allegations of political retaliation. So good job, Matt Gaetz. And good job, MTG. That is amazing, Norm.
Well, let's see if they let him in. I was at the House subcommittee hearing on oversight as to the Bureau of Prisons when the chairman, Representative Andy Biggs, asked for a commitment from the Bureau of Prisons director. Will you let us in? And she wouldn't give him a straight answer. And so my view is, if they can't give him a straight answer, if the Bureau of Prisons can't give Congress a straight answer, Congress shouldn't give him a red cent. Cut off the power of the purse until they learn that they are accountable to Congress.
Couldn't they have just left Owen alone? Instead, they don't think. This is making it way worse for them. What is their problem?
It's the United States government's reaction to January 6th in general. January 6th was a riot that got out of control for several hours. Everybody knows it. And whether the government instigated it or not, it doesn't matter. For several hours, things were out of control. Beginning and end of story. Instead, the government's dug down, doubled down, tried to treat these men as domestic terrorists, penalized speech, and has now created a coalition of people like you, me, MTG, and others, a coalition of the willing, who are willing, ready, and able to tangle with the government and say, you know what? You're wrong. You shouldn't have done this. You can't penalize dissent. We're here, and we're not going anywhere. And so I think the message to your listeners, my hope is that people will write to Owen, that people will flood the prison with communications about Owen, saying you can lock him up in a hole and you can hide him, but he's not forgotten. We, the people, haven't forgotten that this is our government. You work for us.
Well, again, he is a microcosm of Assange. They want this precedent set. Look what they did to Joe Biggs. Let's recap that. As soon as Congress had a hearing about it, as soon as you came on, 5 hours later, they finally stopped dieseling him and putting him in torture restraints and finally took him to his final destination in Talladega. Recap that.
So we were on the air saying, what's up with Joe Biggs? You've got him in box handcuffs that are designed for limited use, 16 hours, such that a man with 2 tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan was crying at the end of the day, hoping that God would take the pain away. He was fed a piece of pizza over 3 days, forced to sleep on the floor with 15 other inmates in a cell designed for just a few people, moved around the country like a pinball machine, and we complained about it. We complained about it on the air. Within hours, he had been moved, fed, and adequately housed.
Which shows why the press is so important and why they want us off air. They don't want to just have black holes that political prisoners go into. They don't want these shows. That's why these shows, exposing the big lockdown they just tried. We backed it off. This audience, you did it. So many big issues that if it wasn't for this show and people like Norm Pattison, viewers and listeners like you, we'd be up the creek without a paddle. That's why our communications is so critical. Norm, we got some good news, though. He's now not being released on the 22nd. It's the 18th, I'm told.
You know more than I do. Nobody told me that. I mean, when he went in, I did not expect him to do all 60 days. But when they put him in a black hole, when they put him incommunicado, my gut told me they would try to hold him for all of that.
No, so I got that from our sources. We won't say who, a screenshot of it. All right, Norma, we'll continue to watch this, but wow, you should get a hold of MTG and Matt Gaetz's offices, and obviously, because it's not about Owen. It is about Owen. We love Owen. But folks,
no, it's about all of them.
It's about all of us.
They'd put you in a cell if they could get away with it, Alex.
Oh, they want to.
I know they do, but they won't. I'll see to it.
Well, that's what they argued. The Fed said, well, Owen's with me, but he's not saying don't go in. And then we offered to give the court, you were his lawyer, the footage where he did say don't go in. That, remember they said in the original charging document he didn't work here? They told the judge that was a false perjury statement? That Owen's not a talk show host here. Remember that? Oh, he says he was with Jones at the Capitol as a journalist, but he doesn't work for InfoWars. I mean, if you or I lied to a court like that, we'd be in jail for perjury, but they
Absolutely.
Just do it.
When the government lies, it becomes the truth if it's repeated often enough. By your speaking out and by your viewers speaking out, they learned they can't get away with the big lie. Don't let them do it, Alex. Don't let them do it, folks.
Well, I'm really worried about Owen. They're acting really weird. And since he went in there,
I'll reach out to you after I talk to him tomorrow to let you know how he is. All right?
Well, since he went in there a month ago, we've gotten no information.
And nor have I. I mean, the only thing I got, I was on the phone with one of the administrators last week. I said, look, I've got members of Congress, the people who write your check, asking me how Owen is. Can I have any information? They said, all we will tell you is that he's fine, that they wouldn't tell me anything more.
Well, he might be dead. They might have actually beat him to death. I'm serious. You know, they beat a lot of people, as you know, their eyeballs out. Well, I think a few of them died in custody. So I'm not saying that happened, but, I mean, we don't know. I mean, it could be anything.
Don't know. We don't know.
For all we know, he's in a meat locker. It's probably not it. I give that one chance out of a million, but these people are lunatics. And as you said with Biggs, they put a terrorism designation in there. So they think they got a terrorist.
Well, the good news is that some of the guys, at least some of the Proud Boys, have been well received at their institutions. The institutions know what's going on. They've got to keep the guys locked up. But, you know, people, there's a groundswell going on in the country. People are fed up. People are angry. It's 2024. Let's see if enough people turn up and say, we're not going to take it anymore. If that happens, we can really make a change.
All right, Norm, really appreciate your great work. Thank you so much. Wish all lawyers were like you. Great guy. Yeah, and like, you know, here's footage, folks. You can see Owen behind me. They put in the charging document, and then the next document, when he fought it, and said, I was there as a journalist, Alex Jones, they said, no, you don't work at InfoWars. And they told the court, he's lying. He doesn't work there. I mean, it's mind-blowing. Remember my Sandy Hook, Texas show trial where the judge already found me guilty? I had to see the video again yesterday because they put it on the national news again. And she goes, you're a liar. You are not bankrupt. You have $400 million, and you're not allowed to say you're in bankruptcy or that you're innocent. She's on video. To make the jury think I had all this money. I mean, back then I had like a couple million dollars. Now I'm upside down. That they just do what, I mean, it's like the judge in New York already found Trump guilty. There's no jury there while he's having this trial. Then his wife's saying, F Trump, put Trump in prison. The judge has a newsletter saying, screw Trump. You're recused. The trial's over. They don't care. They're Antifa in black robes. They're degenerates, folks. Look at these people. And I'm not against ugly people, but they have a chip on their shoulder because when you look like Eddie Munster or you look like you know, you look like a vampire. I mean, nobody likes you, and you want to hurt people. And these judges all look like criminally insane lunatics because they are. Not all the judges, but a large portion of them are literally handpicked by George Soros. They go to George Soros junkets and training seminars for weeks on end every year, and they're just a souped-up army of criminals. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls. Craig, Hulan, Rad, Patrick, Wildcard, John, MJ, Wildcard. I like that. You don't have to say your name. Joshua, Robert, you name it. Coming up. But first, I'm really excited about this, and it's a first-rate company and a first-rate game. And we're way in the hole here. I am personally, because the court makes me pay half the legal fees, but free speech is going forward. I mean, I guess I can live on the street and do the show, but then they still make me pay free speech bills. So this will shut down unless we get support. Go to alexjonesgame.com, alexjonesgame.com, 1776. And, you know, with inflation, that's the cost of a burger and fries and a Coke now. Hell, that's cheap for that. Like $20 for 1776. If 100,000 people download this game, we are in like Flynn for another year. And the folks put it out have put out games that have been downloaded hundreds of thousands of times. So it's a pretty good sized company. They're good people. And this, and by the way, the whole thing's got a voiceover by me, depending on what level you are. There's multiple voiceovers, multiple variants, depending on who you shoot or who you defeat, different things play. I mean, it's a first rate game. Here's a promo for it.
Donkey Kong and Super Mario Brothers, and now the ultimate retro nostalgia throwback game. I present to the world Alex Jones's New World Order Wars.
They're turning the friggin' frogs gay. I'll eat your ass,
you Nazi scum. Let's free the patriots and defeat the globalist techies.
We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
This game is mostly peaceful.
Woo! Ah!
I'm going to lower the world's population.
Oh, big deal. I'm taking you down, rapist.
I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
Download it now at alexjonesgame.com, because as we all know, anything badass gets censored.
At this important meeting of the Davos global elite, we have told you they were Easter bugs, they were owns nothings, and they were like it. We have worked around the clock to silence Herr Jones and anyone else that challenges our Easter bugs narrative. Of course it'll be easy to silence Jones. We will have victory.
Mein Führer.
He never gives up, Mein Führer.
Actually, he has best-selling books now. But that's not the problem. So now he has a new video game called New World Order Wars. Our experts believe it will explode and have a giant effect in the popular culture.
They're turning the friggin' frogs gay.
Everyone else leave the room except Soros, Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, Klaus Schwab.
Say hello to my little friend.
What did I tell you? Control every facet of the media. Now that he has launched his video game, he will be able to fund his larger operation in InfoWar Counter Allies. And then he will have more video games and then children's toys, and freedom is so popular. Look at what they've done when we shut down Tucker Carlson. He got 50 times better. We tried to bully Joe Rogan, and now he's got in our face. I will tell you all, you're the downfall of our new Reich, our new world order. What is Bill Gates, my friend, my lover, going to do when he learns what you have done? My wife, Bill Gates, will be so angry. You have destroyed us all.
911 was an inside job. The lottery is rigged.
You tell them all. They do not visit AlexJonesGame.com and they do not download New World Order wars. That is an order from the New World Order.
When you download it, when you share it, it sends a very important cultural message against tyranny. And it also funds the true information war against the globalists. So when you download this game, when you play this game, you are truly fighting tyranny and 1776 worldwide. So I want to salute again and thank all of you that have gotten the game. And if you've not downloaded and played the game, what on earth are you waiting for? So go now to alexjonesgame.com and download it.
The New World Order is no more.
AlexJonesGames.com is the coordinates of victory against the globalists and their zombie hordes. New World Order Wars, exclusively available at AlexJonesGames.com. Oh, the levels. Level 1, Big Tech Pharma's Mad Vaccine Lab. Ready. Go. Objective, defeat Dr. Fuker and save the Beagles. Location, Vaccine Lab. Enemies, zombie scientists with giant vaccine needles, zombies in hazmat suits and flamethrowers, gay frogs that vomit rainbow slop, the mini-boss, billionaire virgin, you know who he is.
I'm going to lower the world's population.
Mr. BG, the final boss in level 1, the world's most evil control freak mad scientist, Dr. Fuka.
Put on your mask, peasant.
Level 2, we invade Silicon Valley to free the slaves.
Ready.
And stop the censorship.
Go!
You can't silence me, libtards. I'll destroy you. Objective, defeat Big Tech Lizard Nerd and free the patriots locked in Big Tech jail. Location, San Francisco. Enemies, homeless zombies throwing poop, rabid zombies pushing shopping carts, and crazed, rabid gay frogs.
They're turning the friggin' frogs gay.
And finally, you face the top boss, Big Tech Lizard Nerd, who's holding a giant ban hammer and is guarding a jail full of censored patriots.
You will be silenced.
And next, in level 3, you're off to Epstein Island in the Caribbean to save the babies from the clutches of you-know-who. Objective, defeat the crooked witch of the West Wing and save the babies and children.
I came, I saw, he died.
Enemies, skeletons of the elite who have died and turned evil. They attack you by throwing bones, Venus flytraps, gay bats. Level after level after level. We'll post it all at InfoWars.com. I'm going to shift gears out of this now and take your phone calls and cover news in hour number 2 straight ahead. AlexJonesGame.com. Have fun while you defeat the New World Order, literally, in cyberspace and the real world. AlexJonesGame.com. We'll be right back. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part 2 out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number 1. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we're about to start going right to your phone calls. The great Jack Posobiec just texted me and said, hey, number one in news, about to go number one on Twitter, Alex Jones, Alex Jones Game. All because of Jack Posobiec and the great crew and all of you sharing it. This is how, with one move, we can get the capital we need for the next year and stay on air. It's how we keep in the game and keep fighting, literally and figuratively. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm taking the calls, the order they're received. Let's go to Ohio first and talk to Craig.
Hey, Alex. As you know, we're in the middle of a global wealth and power transfer. If we look at the West Coast activities that are going on now, we see Panama's almost gone, right? We see the infrastructure throughout Mexico being set for even bigger migration in the future. Cartels are building power. They pick San Francisco as the site of the APEC. Newsom signaled as the next puppet in line. As Michael Yon was saying yesterday, the West Coast is a beachhead, signaling that the power transfer is almost complete. The wealth transfer is easy. It could happen in as short as a day. They shut down the market, grid, or internet. When they open them back up, you get 50% of your precious 401k back if you accept the CBDC. If you don't, you get 0 to 20%. You take the deal. Basically, it's the first line of the mark of the beast. So at some point here, they've been lulling around, teasing us, but at some point they're going to strike hard and fast.
I agree. We are in very dangerous times. So what do you think the timeline is, Craig?
Well, you know, it could happen anytime. You know, I'm doing a regular show with Pete Santilli on this, how markets can tell us a lot of the truth. You know, Pete and I could use your help as a force multiplier getting this out there, because it's not a one-and-done kind of thing. This is the process. It takes time to show people.
Yeah, that's why we're taking calls, and there's a lot of signs. What's that, Grand Cross, or what's it called, that thing that happens every time there's about to be a stock market crash? That just happened Monday?
Oh, the Death Cross? Yeah. But that's just moving averages. We have way better stuff than that, Alex. There's a lot better stuff we can use to monitor the markets. We look at them collectively across all the different stuff, energies, metals, currencies.
Well, you say you need my help telling the truth. We took calls. You're on the air. Tell us what you think is going to happen.
Well, I just stated it. I mean, I think, well, here's where we are right now. You know, we just saw right in the midst of the Israel attack, right? Everybody was on the TV touting how, you know, they make it obvious crude oil is going to go higher, but crude oil didn't. It went down 20% as a result, right? That's a deflationary effect. Why did that happen? You know, that's the question we have to be asking ourselves.
Because there's not real money in the economy. It's all been transferred. So they've created inflation because they transferred quadrillions themselves. But the real economy, look at industry, look at factory production, look at retail sales. They're all historically low right now.
Yeah, I agree. You know, but there's more going on with this crude oil. Then we look at the metals complex, right? We saw platinum. A lot of sophisticated hedge funds are using platinum as a hedge against the crude oil. Platinum got absolutely crushed, right? Gold held its ground, only went down to what we call the 3/8 harmonic, right? Then we look at, you know, what's going on in the bond market. We get a rally off the Fed pause, but is it really going to sustain or not? You know, that's our next big question, right? And then we look at the currency. There's a lot of stuff going on with currency.
Yeah, Moody's, you know, comes out and says the bond market's bad, and then the bonds go up.
Well, that's the point, right? It's all a diversion, right? They use that just like they use these things as diversions. You know, like, for instance, Israel. Like, you guys were talking with Hotep yesterday, you know, perfect example. You know,
wasn't that an incredible interview? That guy's smart.
He is a brilliant, and he just completely, he's just a genius. The key, though, is, you know, Israel's a diversion, right? This is where we need to all pull together and make the point that, like, you know, this is our country. And if we don't do something here real soon, right, you know, that's what's going to happen. They're going to keep diverting us, right? They're going to get these talking heads out there like Candace and Ben, and they're going to go around and around and around. And
they create these diversions. I don't think Candace is part of that, but exactly. It just becomes are you for the Jews or the Palestinians? It's all a big distraction. Great point. And I'm going to say this right now. They're going to clip it out of context, say I'm racist. I'm not. I wish all the black people were as smart as Hotep Jesus. And I wish all the white people were as smart as Hotep Jesus. And I wish all the Hispanics were as smart as Hotep Jesus. Because that guy, he really gets it. He knows how to boil it down. So I'm trying to explain it for weeks how it's a diversion. Doesn't mean it's not real, Israel-Palestine. But at the end of the day, the globalists are using it for a diversion. And so Hotep knocked it out of the park. That interview is about 45 minutes long. is a banned-out video, I suggest you go watch it and share it. Thank you so much, Craig. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels, and what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. I opened doors for little old ladies.
I helped the blind to see. I got no friends cause they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. And I'm feeling real shot down, and I'm getting mean.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Clean. No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Yes, I battle Brian Stelter in the new New World Order's game at AlexJonesGame.com. Woo! All right, I got a ton of news to hit, but let's jump back into your amazing phone calls in the order they're received. Julian in Vegas, you're on the air, Julian.
Hi, how you doing today, Alex? I just want to say I love the broadcast and try my best to support. Been buying the turmeric and had my brother buy some Brain Force. We've been tuning into the live streams every day trying to keep
you're
up
the
with
only
the
reason we're on air, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to come on and talk today about something I witnessed the other day. I was at TJ Maxx. And I found this book on the shelf. It was called The ABC of Equality. And you talked about all the bad books and all the satanic books they're putting in the schools. And I believed it for sure, but I didn't really know it was so true until I really witnessed it with my eyes. And it kind of just makes me think, like, what they're going to be teaching my kid in school when he gets to that age, you know? So...
What did you find in the book?
From A to Z, they were making a lot of weird comparisons to like gender and transgender. So like for T, you say transgender. E was like equality, and they were just putting a lot of weird stuff in there. Like,
well, listen, Target's one of the worst though, because I saw that stuff on the news. And thought, oh, Target's not selling shirts that say pedophilia, devil worship. They actually do. And talking about Target, right. They've got like a large portion of their books are about Satanism now, and it's just crazy.
Yeah, totally. And it kind of just makes me worried, like, what is my son going to be learning in school? And I kind of sit here and think, like, I don't even know if I should put him in public school because I don't know what they're
going to do. Well, listen to this. I'm an old man now. I'm 50. So I've got three grown children, 21, 19, and like 16. I call that grown. And I got a 6.5-year-old with my second wife. She's homeschooled. We watch everything she does. We put her in a bunch of sports camps this summer. And then she came to us at lunch at a sports camp. They played over the speaker system a bunch of stuff that white people are bad and that white children are bad. And she didn't tell us for months. And then she told us all about it. We checked and found out that the group is doing. So you send your kid to a sports camp and they're literally, and remember, we've got the videos, Fox News covered it. We're at public schools and other places. They have lawyers that come and teach them how to secretly brainwash children and not tell you and to tell them they're another gender. I mean, this is just outrageous criminal activity. So my daughter's homeschooled, and we can't even send her to a sports camp that's highly rated because their people are everywhere targeting our children. It is crazy.
Totally, and it seems like nowhere is safe for children anymore. I mean, they target children.
I'm going to give you the floor. Let me just say this before I forget. My daughter was never taught that somebody was bad because they were black or white or brown. And we have friends of every color. She's got friends of every color, goes to parties, they come over, black kids, Hispanic kids, white kids, you name it. My daughter was literally put into the race-based system, the opposite of what Martin Luther King Jr. talked about, and literally taught that a certain group is bad because of their skin. Let that sink in, folks. Secretly. So think how evil that is to mess with a kid's brain like that. She was totally innocent. Loved everybody. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's just totally brainwashing. I mean, how do we know how these kids are going to act when they're older? They're not going to really know what's right. I mean, they're just going to keep pushing away and cause more diversity between each group of people, you know? I mean, all these kids are not going to
The colleges are already creating segregation again.
Yeah, it's totally out of hand. I mean, it's kind of scary. I mean, anyone that has children, I mean, I'm young. I'm only 19, so it's, you know, a lot of pressure on thinking about what they might push onto my child.
You're bad, you're a human, you're killing the earth. You're not really the gender you are. You're bad. You're bad or you're good because you're a certain color. Thank you for the call. That totally screws people up. Imagine my 6.5-year-old daughter says, am I bad because I'm white? We're at the dinner table. I'm not even talking about race stuff. And I said, she said, well, I was at lunch a few months ago, and while we were having lunch, they were playing, you know, the audio, and they were talking about how white people have done bad things and white people and black people. I was just like, man, that's raping a child's brain, folks. And my daughter is homeschooled, and she was like, am I bad because of... what does it mean to be white? And then that makes me have that discussion with her. Well, we're, you know, your mother and I are European background. And we come from Europe, and all groups have done bad things to each other. And because some white ancestors in this country did some things, you know, now they're blaming us. But I said, just because somebody does something bad hundreds of years ago, sweetheart, that's not you. And she was like, well, what does it mean that I'm white? And I was just like, that's the Democratic Party. That's big tech, man. Literally an innocent, good person being raised to be colorblind is literally raped by ADL. They rape my daughter's brain. And you see the curriculum for fifth graders, for third graders, first graders, teaching them that whiteness is inherently bad. Imagine these little kids are looking at their skin going, well, I did something because I'm, what the hell? But as bad as that sounds, that's nothing compared to you're killing the earth. I know so many adult parents that were liberals that are now friends of mine that say, I woke up because my daughter, it's always daughters because they really care and they hurt their little souls. My daughter came home in second grade. This is another parent, starts crying and says, I want to die. We're killing the bunny rabbits and we're hurting the earth and humans are bad. And they said, what happened? They said, well, they showed us Mothership Down, which is a 1970s movie about bunny rabbits being killed by developers. Guys, pull up the trailer for Mothership Down. We'll skip the break and go back to calls. I remember that movie scaring the hell out of me when I was a little kid. Rabbits crushed out of the ground, babies dying, and they're showing it to them saying, you're bad, to create a guilt, to hate themselves. And we wonder why suicide's so high, why people think the world's going to end. A new movie in the 70s, and that's what they're doing, abusing our children. I went through everything I could to be a good person and to teach my children to be Christians and to look at people by the deeds and what they stand for, and then no matter what I do, this cult is going to try to teach my children they're bad because they're human and they're bad because they're white. And imagine on the other side, the kids that aren't white are literally being taught white kids are bad. And the government's your friend, though. You're going to work with them to get the white people. And that's going to make the white people become racist because that's the paradigm we live in and organize into racial groups. And now you see how it works. Then we all kill each other. You guys found the trailer with audio? Start it over. Go ahead.
Or is it? It's a beautiful day. All is calm and peaceful in the meadow. Or is it? If you look closely, very closely, you'll discover a whole new world with a world of difference, full of exciting adventure and desperate conflict.
We've got to go away from the Warren. All of us.
Go away?
Yes, before it's too late.
Is there something wrong? What's he all about?
They're coming.
A world of ruthless tyranny and brave rebellion.
I'll settle with you myself, bigwig.
Come on and try, you crack-brained slave driver.
A world of incredible courage and mortal fear.
A terrible thing is coming.
What do you mean?
The field. It's covered with blood.
A world which bears a very curious resemblance to our own so-called human world in many ways.
You're all under arrest.
Under arrest?
What do you mean?
What for?
Spreading dissension. Inciting to mutiny.
Watership Down. The best-selling novel, which has been magically transformed into the most unusual and provocative film you're ever likely to see.
What are you doing out there?
I've come to let you out. Will you come with us?
We're all right here.
Yes.
There he goes.
So notice in the trailer, they don't show it's all about bulldozers and construction sites, but it's evil guns shooting the rabbits. And again, they're showing little children this and then showing them Al Gore movies and telling them, oh, you're bad, you're going to kill the earth. But notice the trailer's not one-tenth as bad as it is. Trying to create guilt and fear and self-loathing and hatred in children of themselves. Sick psychological warfare designed to destroy our civilization. Rad in California, thanks for holding it on the air.
Hi, Alex. Longtime listener, almost 2 decades listening to your show, and I've never had to call in until today, but Alex, I got a couple of bones to pick with you. The first bone I'm going to pick, I'm not getting any work done today because I'm playing this game, and it is so fun, and I love the cameos. There's some great personalities in there. I'm just having a lot of fun playing this game. I'm telling everybody on X to get this game. My other bone is, why didn't you release the game earlier? You should have done it earlier, Alex. It's great. It's just great.
Well, this is how God works out. This is a smaller video game company, but I know the guy that co-owns it. He's the famous guy that goes by, remember, Don't Tase Me, Bro, over a decade ago. He said, Don't Tase Me, protesting the Iraq war, and he got tased. So they came to me like 2 years ago and said, we want to make a game. And I signed a contract with them a year and a half ago, and then events kept changing, so they kept updating it, making it better and better. Now it's a first-rate game, so it was just now ready, and it's just now available at alexjonesgame.com. And absolutely, I mean, I wish I would have put it out earlier, but hopefully this is the fundraising thing we need because I am upside down right now. So if everybody goes, it's a great game. And again, what game can you actually play that has a big voiceover that educates you but also funds the real info war? This is a game you play that actually defeats the New World Order.
Yeah, that's it. And it's like 1776. People are like, wow, 1776. I'm like, it's not that much more than a month subscription on X. But what I would suggest to everybody who's out there, if you've got a copy of the game, do what I'm going to do. Post your high scores on X. Let's make a competition out of this. Take a screenshot of your score. Put it
on X. That's a great idea. I'm going to announce a $10,000 contest for 2 weeks from now. Whoever gets the most viral video of their gameplay, not just the high score, whoever gets the most viral video of their gameplay, $10,000. What do you think of that?
All I can say to that is, let's play, Big Daddy.
Awesome. Anything else?
That's it, Alex. Just keep up the good work and everybody support Owen as well.
Thank you. Yeah, every time we're about to shut down, it's happened 6 or 7 times, God just comes through. You know, like we were going to shut down 2 years ago, did not have the money. I was going to have to lay off the other shows, just cut down to my own show. I didn't want to do it. I was literally praying constantly. And then, boom, an $8 million donation came in. And that kept us on air the last 2 years. So And that's how far about, it was weird. We hadn't done all the accounting yet. And when we did all the accounting, like a year later, they went, it's incredible. This is the exact amount that overall you were going to be behind by the time we got to that point in the future. It was like God worked through whoever that person was. So thank them, whoever they are, I don't know. And deposed and in court hearings asking who gave it this money. We don't know. That's a great part about cryptocurrency. It's private. Patrick in California. Patrick, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Long time, first time. I've been buying products for years. I'll continue to do so in the future. Thank you. So the enemy within has been murdering us for years. You cannot negotiate with someone who's willing to murder you, your family, and your children. So I hear people say, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I'll tell you what you can do that will be effective. And that is, do absolutely nothing. Do nothing to support evil. Do not consent. Do not comply. Do not cooperate. That's the only way you can have a semblance of a good future for you and your family, and to remove this evil system and to reconstitute the real United States of America and the principles that it was based upon. And you have to take additional steps to minimize the corruption that comes with evil so that it can never resurface.
No, I totally agree. Withdrawing our consent and not complying, civil disobedience at every level is the best way. Give us some examples.
Don't pay for your registration. Don't pay for any fee that this evil monstrosity has created over decades, if not 100 years. You cannot aid and abet evil, because evil will murder you to death. So stop. Do nothing. Do you have enough courage to simply do nothing, my fellow Americans? Do nothing, do nothing, do nothing.
Absolutely. Do nothing to support the enemy, everything to support yourself, your family, and those that tell the truth. Beautiful point. Thank you. Wild Card in Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Crystal Vision. I wanted to make some response commentary on that promo ad you made with the quails falling in the hole, the hole trap, pit trap.
Yes.
And I think it relates to the Israel conflict with Palestine, and also the shot at a greater in a greater context. But I wanted to talk about poison traps and the relation to that, how, like, you know, it seems like a lot of what's happening now, and I know you'll understand this, is the poisoning from the devil's energy seeping into the world, where no matter what race you are or group or agenda group you're in, you know, like you see in Israel, they have the poison of the sin of rage. They just can't help but go at the Palestinians, and the Palestinians with their same rage going back. And it's just amazing and wonderful, you know, awe-inspiring to see, like, not wonderful in a good way, but it puts me in wonder about how amazing God's creation is, how he's teaching us that we need to be better people. You know, you saw the Elon Musk quote, tweet last night, and he was talking about the Jews, that he's anti-Semitic, but I think he's referring to a group of Jews, just how there's Luciferian Jews, there's Luciferian Christians, there's Luciferian sects in the Masonic Lodge. You know, it's something that we live with on a more meta scale, where each of our lives is, there's destruction and war, not only with the people around us, but with ourselves. What do you think?
No, I totally agree with you, and we have to recognize what's pro-human and what's anti-human. But the big corporations are promoting a depopulation, an anti-human, an anti-family movement, and we've got to recognize it and just reject it.
Totally, totally. And, you know, I'm not sympathizing with, you know, Islamic terrorism either, you know, but it seems like I wish just people would be real. Like how you're real, Mr. Jones, you know, like if the Jewish state of Israel wants to go and do conquest, just be open about it. Just be honest. I think everyone would do a lot better if everybody would just be more honest and be more real. Even, you know, the Illuminati, which is hidden, you know, they're out in the open now. pretty much thanks to you. You know, that was one of your big missions.
Well, it's not me. It's the audience magnifying our other guests, what we've done. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to New Jersey and talk to John. John, welcome.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So I want to talk about the 2024 election. I hate to get in a left-right paradigm, but it is one of our only hopes left. I know in November, call me blackpilled, we're going to be sitting here showing evidence and videos of how they stole it again. Simple question. What do we do? Because it doesn't matter if it's Trump. It doesn't matter if it's Vivek. It just doesn't matter. They're going to do it all over again, and no one's going to do anything to stop it.
Well, when I coined the term left-right paradigm 20-something years ago, back then Republicans and Democrats, unless it was Ron Paul or a few other people, maybe James Traficant, were literally controlled and acted like professional wrestling, Hulk Hogan, you know, versus Andre the Giant. It was a play. It wasn't real. But with Trump and the Republican beachhead, and the fight there's real with Matt Gaetz and all that. I mean, the system's pissed. They're coming after people. Doesn't mean Trump's perfect or Matt Gaetz is, but they're definitely challenging the power structure. And so that's shattering the left-right paradigm. We're getting a populist beachhead through Republicans. But yeah, they're already suppressing the vote. They're already manipulating stories. They're already censoring, as Professor Epstein has said. They're already stealing the next election. Even Congress, you know, has hearings admitting that. And so we're just sitting here watching it happen again. So what do we do?
That I don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know how we could sit here one more time and go through this again. I just don't know.
Well, we're living in tyranny, and tyranny always exhausts itself when the public wakes up in general and realizes it's bad, it's all a lie, and just stops complying. It's like that Who song. I forget the name of the song, but he goes, I don't have to fight to prove I'm right. Now, we may have to physically fight, but the real fight is not complying, not submitting. Enough of us go in the grocery store not wearing masks, the hoax ends. And, you know, enough of us go to city council and talk about how the shot's poison. That's just a forum that goes out on TV and people watch it. It's the modern soapbox. So none of us have to fix. So many people try to have a master plan that they're going to do that'll fix it themselves. No, it's all of us doing the right thing that changes the climate. Now, I've come the closest along with Trump, thanks to supporters, so it's all your credit, with saying, wait, 30 years ago, there's a globalist plan. They've carried out what they said they would do previously. They're really almost in control. I believe if I expose this project to enough people, when they get the next phase done, I'll have credibility and we'll stop the next phase. And just exactly what I envisioned, we've now got a shot at. So if it comes to master planning, which it was the Holy Spirit, but I didn't have the vision, the understanding that we've done the best job. That means you, the listener, you, the activist, you're not men and women that are spectators. You're in the arena. And so I salute you and I thank you. God bless. We're going to go to break. I'm doing a pretty good job taking calls. You're doing a great job making great points. We're going to go to break. Go to MJ, wildcard. Wildcard means you just don't want to say your name. Don't even give me the topic you're calling in. So when I say wild card, just wild card. I don't know where you're calling from. Joshua, Robert, Antonio, Freedom Missy, Joel, Nadia, Raphael. We're going to go to all your calls coming up. But listen, InfoWars and the video game we launched is great. And that's at alexjonesgame.com. We got to have a lot of games sold to make money because the developers get half of it. Go there. It's fun. Tell your friends and family about it. If you're not a gamer, alexjonesgame.com, New World Wars. But the biggest thing is you can't lose getting the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, like Ultra 12, 40% off. That sale's about to end. Ultra 12, InfoWarsStore.com. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12
Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels, and what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your operation, a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Dreams you want to sell. Well, the AI wants. Well, the AI ain't getting what I got and what I've seen. Here I go again, Crystal Vision. We're going to go right back to your phone calls, interspersed with big breaking news. The Islamists have blocked roads all over Canada, all over Europe. They're attacking Democrat facilities. They're going after Trudeau. We're going to take calls and get into that. But I got to say, that was the film came out like 20 years ago, Downfall, that is such a historic representation of Hitler in his final days in Berlin under the Reich Chancellery bunker. And people have done so many thousands of permutations of this meme. I had an idea when I was up here last Saturday cutting ads for AlexJonesGame.com, New World Order Wars, and I thought, how about I just do a downfall? And in one take, the crew did a great job with it, but so many times just the one take's the way to go. I remembered the scene, did the one take, and it basically synced up perfectly. And so I think it's pretty funny, but also scary. Here it is.
At this important meeting of the Davos Global Elite, we have told you they were Easter bugs, they were owns nothings, and they were like it. We have worked around the clock to silence Herr Jones and anyone else that challenges our Easter bugs narrative. Of course it'll be easy to silence Jones. We will have victory. Angela. He never gives up, mein Führer.
Actually, he has best-selling books now. But that's not the problem. So now he has a new video game called New World Order Wars. Our experts believe it will explode and have a giant effect in the popular culture.
They're turning the friggin' frogs again.
Everyone else leave the room except Soros, Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, Klaus Schwab.
Say hello to my little friend.
You will join the Matrix.
What did I tell you? Control every facet of the media. Now that he has launched his video game, he will be able to fund his larger operation in InfoWar Counter Allies. And then he will have more video games and then children's toys. And freedom is so popular. Look at what they've done when we shut down Tucker Carlson. He got 50 times better. We tried to bully Joe Rogan, and now he's got it in our face. I will tell you all, you're the downfall of our new Reich, our new world order. What is Bill Gates, my friend, my lover, going to do when he learns what you have done? My wife, Bill Gates, will be so angry. You have destroyed us all.
911 was an inside job. The lottery is rigged.
You tell them all. They do not visit AlexJonesGame.com and they do not download New World Order Wars. That is an order from the New World Order.
When you download it, when you share it, it sends a very important message.
Well, at least we're having fun here while we're fighting the tyrants. That stuff gets out. It's bye-bye to the New World Order. Because we've done a great job, patriots have, for race, color, and creed, at the news level, to people that are already tuned in and care about what's going on to really win the info war. But not in popular culture, and that's where AlexJonesGame.com comes in. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a fundraiser. You want to keep us on air, plus have a lot of fun, go there now, download it. Works on PC, works on Mac, works on Droids, works on Apple, works on everything. AlexJonesGame.com, New World Order Wars. There it is. You want to support us? There it is. All right. Boy, I got a lot of news here, but I want to take your calls. So I'm going to set all this breaking news aside right there. And I'm going to skip this break coming up so we have more time together. And I'm going to go right back to your calls. MJ in Connecticut, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'm so happy to talk to you. So I was wondering if you had heard about the Satan Club. It's a new organization, I guess, that's moving into Connecticut and is planning an after-school club starting in December. Have you heard anything about
that? That's the Temple of Set. That's got Democratic Party official backing, and they've got all 50 states have Satan Clubs for elementary, middle school, and high schoolers. Yes, the Satan Club. I'm aware of it.
The wolf is at the door, man. I couldn't believe it when I saw the flyer last week. It's just a few towns over.
And you're actually seeing the flyer and they go, oh, it's just a joke. Yeah. We trigger Christians. But then you study the actual group. They're real devil worshipers that have said in no less than 12 or 13, last time I checked, federal filings that murdering babies is their sacrament.
Absolutely. I saw that on the website. I just am in actual awe. Like the wolf is at the door. And in Connecticut, we've lost our religious exemption for vaccines, which my children have had.
One of my daughters has to go out of state to school now just so I can have her in school, which now I don't even know what the heck to do other than homeschool. This state is just, and I'm sure you have the warm fuzzies about Connecticut as it is, but it's just unbelievable.
Connecticut's a beautiful state, but a very, very dark state. You know, since you raised that, I didn't cover this. London Independent reporting on it, Overhead Shop, please. London Independent reporting on it. We also have a bunch of other news articles here. Girl raped while satanic child ring held sentences and used Ouija boards, clapped and cheered. Inside the horror of the drug-addled gang that held child rape nights in Glasgow. Depraved Glasgow child rape ring tried to murder a girl by putting her in a microwave. And they raped scores of children in satanic rings, and the government knew about it and covered it up. Seven convicted involvement in depraved child abuse ring. Hey, let's send our daughters and sons when they're 8 years old to the Satan Club. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Sign me up, right? I don't know what to do other than to pray these days.
Well, I mean, you're being bigoted against Satan right now.
Exactly. And that's what everybody that posts on the Facebook page saying that, oh, they're not a bad group. Go look at their tenants. Go read their tenants. I did. It's a foot in the door.
I went and saw their movie 5-6 years ago called Hell Satan at Alamo Drafthouse, or well known as Alamo Food Poisoning. And one of the last times I was there, they were cheering it and loving it. I've interviewed the people involved. I've covered it. They are devil worshipers. I appreciate your call. All right, let's go ahead and go to the next caller. Let's go to Wild Card in Massachusetts. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a long-time listener, pretty much since your inception, and first-time caller.
Welcome.
I have three suggestions for you. The first one would be, a few years ago, Jimmy Vaughn recorded a patriotic song for you, and I think that it was a testament to that man's genius. And I would ask that you find your copy, play it every so often, and I would also ask that you consider having copies burnt and made available for purchase through your store. My final suggestion is please have Steve Quayle on much more often.
I totally agree. You know, Jimmy Vaughn in 2002, obviously multi, platinum guy with his brother. He's a great guy. We used to hang out like once a month, and he came to a birthday party at my house a few years ago for my middle daughter. He's got a couple daughters that are friends of my daughters, and I've just been so committed to the fight that I've ended all. I'm not going to Joe Rogan for dinner once a month or something. Eddie Bravo comes down, I hang out with him. Tucker Carlson comes down, we get dinner. But I love Jimmy Vaughn. He's a great guy. He's been a patriot the whole time, and I was thinking about Jimmy just 2 days ago. I was thinking, I ought to call Jimmy Vaughn, and I ought to get him on the show, because he's a real awesome dude. So is his wife, Robin, really good friends with Jimmy. And, that's just how crazy busy I am, and how, he had mugged me out. I bet Jimmy's listening right now, Hey, Jimmy, we love you, brother. He is one of our biggest listeners. We love Jimmy, and you're absolutely right. Thank you so much for the call, brother. Shout out to the great Jimmy Vaughn. Man, I look back on things. Almost 30 years. It'll be 30 years in about 3 months. I first started getting on air in early 1994. Got my own show in 95. And I've known Jimmy since 2002. And we hang out like once a month. And he's just a great guy. He's just such a sweetheart. And then I hear Willie Nelson on the radio. Man, I've hung out. I'm not bragging about it. I know Willie Nelson very well. And, these icons, it's just hard to believe that's going on. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Florida. You're on the air. Welcome, Robert.
God bless you, Alex. I have a quick audio clip of a prayer that I'd like to say, and this is brought up when you had that young gentleman on talking about language and how you manifest your own destiny. And I truly believe that you live your life to your fullest and avoid the negativity, your life has a better outcome. And every day I get up, I say, not today, Satan, not today. Let me play this clip really quick. It's short.
1 minute prayer for breaking curses. If you believe in the power of prayer, this is for you. And pass this on to someone who needs it. Dear God, we humbly come before your divine presence, seeking your mercy and grace to break the chains of curses that may have bound us or our loved ones. We acknowledge that curses, whether spoken or unspoken, can have a profound impact on our lives. We trust in your infinite power and unwavering love to release us from the grip of these curses. Lord, we repent of any sins that may have opened the door to these curses, and we ask for your forgiveness and cleansing. We renounce any generational curses that may have been passed down through our family line, and we declare that we are a new creation in Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, we break every curse, hex, or evil influence that has been placed upon us. We declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and we stand firm in your promises of freedom and abundant life. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, and surround us with your protective love and light. We thank you for the victory that is ours through faith in Jesus Christ, and we trust in your power to break every curse that has been hindering our lives. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Drop an amen if you read this far. This shows you are part of the 1%.
All right, amen to that, brother. What else you want to talk about?
People need to realize this whole thing that went down in California when Xi Jinping showed up, this is just a wake-up call to what's coming. I mean, people need to go back and watch Red Dawn.
No, you're right. You have U.S. soldiers holding Chinese communist flags in violation of federal law. This was them pissing on us and marking their territory.
Absolutely. They're coming to collect, and people need to understand that. You think you own your properties and your home. There's somebody else that owns the title to that, and that's not us. So I hope people are prepared. I appreciate everything you do. People got to remember the guy that wrote the medical thing for Obama said, you know, the average American has the memory of a goldfish, and I don't think they're sheeple anymore.
You know, I was thinking about him. What's his name? He said on C-SPAN like 8 years ago, he said to a group of college students, he said, we know how to lie to people, and I'm going to teach you how to deceive America. Thank God they've got memory less than a goldfish. What was that guy's name? Guys, type in Obama official that wrote Obamacare compares Americans to goldfish. Obama official, Obamacare, goldfish. And that should bring it up. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Great points, Robert. Antonio in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Alex Jones. MTG, I've always admired her. And I saw a bit on her on Dr. Jane Ruby, like her two last videos right there on Rumble. And the title is MTG Owns mRNA and Remdesivir While Investigating Vax Injuries. And I just want you to be aware of what she has to say.
Well, why would, a lot of people own a lot of stock. MTG is a very successful developer, a very wealthy lady, self-made, which I admire. I don't know about that. I don't own any stocks myself, but I mean, you're saying she owns some stocks or she owns?
Well, the whole thing is, this is, I'm going to read just the sentence underneath the title on Dr. Jane Ruby. Elected officials conducting congressional hearings should not own stocks in the companies they are investigating, especially not the ones making the product, killing thousands of Americans every day. MTG is an example of the rhino sellout GOP. Enough already. That's on the one headline from We Have No Congress, Only Sellouts.
Well, Ruby does a show here. So I think she's a great lady. She can cover it. So MTG, I guess you're saying, owns some stock tied to Big Pharma?
Right, and MTG owns mRNA and Remdesivir, and it's like, you know, and now she's doing an investigation with Tom Renz, and, you know, I mean, Tom Renz knows already because Dr. Jane told him, what's going on
sure,
with that.
Listen, I'm sure she's going to divest of that. When you buy any of these big stock portfolios, you're in thousands of stocks, and when you've got as much money as she's got, she would not be, she's having hearings exposing it, saying it's killing people and causing miscarriages and cancer. So if she was bad, she wouldn't be doing that. I will look into it. Anything else?
Just God bless the InfoWar. God bless Owen. And, if I started listening to you after 2014, because that's when my neighbor polluted the water in my neighborhood. And, if I was listening to you before that time, they never would have got away with it because I believe it was a property deal.
I hear you. God bless you. I mean, let me just say this. I don't like Michael Moore. He's a horrible person. But it came out during the Gulf War, the second one, 2003, that he was criticizing the war, which was, I think, a good thing he was doing. And he owned stock that was invested in defense stocks. I mean, if you're in the stock market, that's what's going on. You go invest in Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, Schwab, and I'm not defending it, but I just, MTG is wrecking the poison shot, standing up against the lockdowns and just debit. Why would she go against her own stock? I mean, Pfizer, Moderna, they're all in the, pull up Pfizer, Moderna stock right now, both of them. I mean, they're, because of what MTG is doing. So the fact that she is a developer, building houses and high rises, made hundreds of millions of dollars. And I'm sure she's going to look at that. And the problem is when you try to morally invest in stocks, it's, you got to study constantly. That's why I never did it. Even though I'd probably be pretty good at it. You'd have to just constantly be changing stuff. Companies are being bought. It's, and I'm not defending her. I just don't know. I haven't seen that yet. You called in uncensored. You said it. We'll look into it. Nadia in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right. Go ahead.
So, as you know, the occultists and the Chinese, particularly, they have their own zodiac system, right? And they like to do things based on the stars. And the year of the dragon is coming up here. It starts in February. And for 2025, it will be the year of the snake. And I got curious and I wondered what events happened in previous years of the snake, because as we know, the symbolism of the snake, and that's coming up, right? So I went and I connected some really interesting dots that I think that you might find interesting also. So if you'll just give me one moment, I'm going to read this to you. I created this document. So the year.
No, you're absolutely right. We're not obsessed with the occult, but they are.
No, you're absolutely right. And China plans a lot of the things that they do based on astrology. They're very superstitious, right? So a lot of the things they do and the moves they make are based on what house the sign is in for that day. So real quickly, in the year 1928, it was the year of the dragon, and that's coming up here in a couple months, right? The first Olympic Games were held, 1940.
Yeah, China thinks its move is during the year of the dragon.
Right, right. But trust me, it gets really interesting when we get to the year of the snake, and it's gonna really freak you out, I'm sure. So 1940, year of the dragon, it was Germany invaded Denmark, right? 1952 was the year Queen Elizabeth was elected to the throne. 1964, the Civil Rights Act was passed. And let's see, 1976 was the milestone year for China, and it marked the end of the Cultural Revolution and the death of Chairman Mao Zedong. 1988, the Korean Olympics, but it was the ultimate collapse of the communist government in the Soviet Union. 2000 was the new millennium, right? Big year. NY2K. 2012, that was the end of the Mayan calendar, right? It was supposed to be the end of the world, but it didn't happen. But so, now, the year of the snake, which is coming in 2025. Check this out. 1905 was the first Russian Revolution, okay? 1917, the USA entered World War I and the Bolshevik Revolution. Lenin seizes power. Woodrow Wilson is inaugurated. 1929, the stock market crashed in October. The London Stock Exchange crash happened in September. Start of the Great Depression, and Herbert Hoover was inaugurated. 1941, Pearl Harbor, right? And U.S. enters World War II. FDR was inaugurated. 1953, the end of the Korean War. HHS was created that year, and Alfred Kinsey was doing his
thing. Yeah, a lot of stuff goes on. So what's the bottom line?
Well, just give me 10 more seconds.
But I can't get to the other callers, though. Go ahead.
1965, the U.S. enters the Vietnam War, okay? 1989, Tiananmen Square. 2001, September 11th. 2013, the first Jesuit pope was ever elected. All right? So you see how every year of the snake, we entered a war. We entered the Vietnam War, World War One, World War Two. September 11th happened. Those all happened in years of the snake. Every major war we've ever entered into in this past century has been on the year of the snake. And
do you think things are based on Chinese?
I'm saying that the Chinese make their own plans based on astrology. It's really important to them as a culture. So I just think that those connections are really interesting. I mean,
so what do you think in closing? I hear you. What do you think in closing they're going to do in the next year of the snake?
Well, you know, I don't know. Let me read this and I'll be.
I got to go. I appreciate your call. You got 5 minutes. If I do this with all the callers, nobody gets on. That's why I said 2 minutes. You got five. Yes, the Chinese follow their own New Year, their own stuff. I get they put stock in it. I really don't. All right, let's jam in one more call. You only got 2 minutes to break. Raphael in Vegas, go ahead.
What's up, Alex? Much love, man. I pray for you and your family and the whole InfoWars crew. When it comes to symbolism, I think Trump is pretty into it as well. 666 days after his last official day of presidency, he announced his run for 2024, which was also 666 days before 9/11 of 2024. Trump Tower penthouse is on the 66th floor, but there is no 66th floor. And he also has a mirror to Apollo, which we know that Apollo is the light bearer. And the fifth degree of the church Satan is MAGA. So I don't think that any of that's a coincidence. And I think people need to start getting back in touch with God.
Well, I don't know about any of that, but his son-in-law bought that big property at 666 Park Avenue for double the price it was worth. A lot of weirdness there.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I'm a herbalist. And I work with herbalists all around the whole world. And all of your products are on point. I love them. I use them. But you're missing out on one that's super special, and it grows in abundance, and it's super cheap. So if you want to get in contact, or if I could get in contact with your team or something, and we could do something, I guarantee it has helped change everybody's life that I've been able to put on.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. All right. Hour number three. David, Sam, Kelly, Andrew, Freedom, Missy, Mike. Taking your calls. The order they received, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. We are taking your phone calls into hour number three and a ton of news straight ahead. AlexJonesGame.com.
First came Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, and Super Mario Brothers. And now, the ultimate retro nostalgia throwback game. I present to the world, Alex Jones's New World Order Wars. They're turning the friggin' frogs gay. I'll eat your ass, you Nazi scum. Let's free the Patriots and defeat the globalist techies.
We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
This game is mostly peaceful.
Woo! Ah!
I'm going to lower the world's population.
Oh, big deal. I'm taking you down, rapist.
I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
Download it now at AlexJonesGame.com, because as we all know, anything badass gets censored.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
President Xi entered the United States with zero U.S. flags being flown and was given the red carpet treatment, replete with U.S. soldiers holding the communist flag. The optics are obvious, and there has never been a more important time to pay attention to what is happening to the Republic than right now, because it is being sold down the river right in front of our eyes. Why else would the Secretary of State look like he's a witness to treason?
Well, Mr. President, it's good to see you again. We've spent many hours together over the last 10 or 12 years, and to host you in the United States is a great honor and a pleasure.
China's art of war psyop is ongoing and exhausting, but the tactics have paid off for China as those within our government bleeding America dry arrogantly aid and abet China's campaign to dominate the West.
Mr. President, after today, would you still refer to President Xi as a dictator? This is a term that we used earlier this year.
Well, look, he is. I mean, he's a dictator in the sense that he is a guy who runs a country that is a communist country that's based on a form of government completely different than ours.
The China-U.S. relationship, which is the most important bilateral relationship in the world, should be perceived and envisioned in a broad context of the accelerating global transformations unseen in a century.
It's from the river to the sea. It's used by terrorists to call for the genocide of the Jewish people. Do you regret using it?
While the Democratic Party leadership foments total chaos as pro-Palestinian Democratic zealots turn on their masters as they storm the DNC.
We're outside the DNC. We're outside the Democratic Party headquarters because this party claims to be on the side of life and peace and equality. And we're saying that we want them to live up to their values.
New World Order tunnel vision now occupying the party's objectives as their anti-Semitic supporters spiral into pure chaos.
Folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true, because it's true.
China suck-up Newsom is all in on his role in the emergence of a communist-style government in the Golden State as he blatantly admits that San Francisco was cleaned up for communist China President Xi's visit, not for the residents of San Francisco.
Talk about our dependence on China. Today we're actually talking about Xi Jinping, picking on Donald Trump's word vermin to talk about that status quo. You know what's vermin? What's running around San Francisco on a given day before Gavin Newsom cleaned it up on a dime to roll out the red carpet for Xi Jinping? If he could do that for Xi Jinping, he could have done it on an ordinary day, and yet we're here sitting talking not about the substance of that, but on one word that Donald Trump said in some speech in Miami. This is what's wrong with the mainstream media.
Let's be honest, though. Gavin didn't stand a chance. Biden's the one that's been bribed. Biden's the one who didn't pop the spy balloon. Biden's the one who covered up the lab leak. Biden's the one who stored his classified documents in Chinatown. Gavin's going to have to work a lot harder. The Chinese bribe his family, and he drops sanctions. Chinese spies steal our trade secrets, and the Biden family defends the spies in court. The United States has so much economic and military leverage over China, but we can't use it because China has leverage over our president. China's in a demographic death spiral. Their real estate market's blowing up. Their GDP's dragging. Investors are souring. Now's the perfect time to squeeze the Chinese. But since the president's compromised, Chinese behavior isn't changing, and Chinese profits are still flowing to corporate America. It's a win-win for everyone except the American people.
And as the jaws dropped of Americans paying attention to the blatant treason before their eyes, the FCC adopted rules to prevent and eliminate digital discrimination, essentially ensuring that the nefarious 5G towers will now reach every American community while stifling innovation by grinding the internet to a slow halt via big government regulation. As China launches the world's first next-generation internet service more than 10 times faster than existing major routes, 2 years ahead of schedule. John Bound reporting.
All right, your phone calls and breaking news are straight ahead. Stay with us, Infowars.com. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right. You know, I had Hotep Jesus on yesterday, and I knew everything he was saying was true, because I knew it was true, but he says it so good. He just says it very, not simply, but very smoothly. And I try to describe what he describes over hours. He does it in minutes, and I'm getting chills. Because if you get this, what Hotep Jesus knows, you then get it all. And the thing is, Hotep's not the smartest person in the world, neither am I, but we're certainly got street smarts, and we certainly aren't dumbasses. So he explained, he said, hey, this isn't about being for the Jews or the Palestinians. The globalists have triggered this for a larger reason. They've killed 20 million people with the poison shots of every group, including Israelis and including Palestinians. And it's the new thing to siphon off all your energy while they're bringing in the central bank digital currency and the new world order mark of the beast to literally screw all of us to the wall. And I love my crew, but I see them as a reflection of myself, and I love my family. And I love the listeners, but I got people in the grocery store this weekend. A guy at the gas station 2 days ago, and I've had crew come up to me and say, well, Alex, I'm confused. Are you for Israel or are you for the Palestinians? And I look at him and I go, am I for tribal warfare going on for thousands of years? Both sides. I got stacks of Israelis saying we're going to murder the men, women, and children. I got stacks of the Muslims saying we're going to kill men, women, and children. Man, it's like watching two people in a parking lot kill each other and you say, which side are you on? I'm not on either side. This is BS. Because I legitimately don't hate the Arabs or the Muslims or the Palestinians. I legitimately don't hate Jews. And you notice because I say that, and it's true, I got the ADL trying to destroy me. Because they work for the globalists, and they want division, they want infighting, because they get more money and more power when these crises happen. And it was the Muslims running censorship, I'd call their ass out. No, it's the ADL. They're the kingpins. Because they are. And I said it, and I said it 1,000 times. But they don't represent Jews. They're literally getting Jews persecuted so they get more power. Just like Jews that work with Hitler decide who could leave Germany, who couldn't, and the Madeleine Albright's dad and George Soros and all of them making huge amounts of money off robbing Jews trying to get away from Hitler. Hitler was trying to kill them and did kill a bunch of them, and it was Jews overseeing it with Hitler. That's a fact, man, and it's true, and I'm not hating Jews when I say that. Because I don't hate anybody for what color they are or what religion they are. I judge them off what they do. I'll say it 1,000 times. I'll say it again. I love Jimi Hendrix. And the first time I heard him when I was a little kid, I loved the sound of it. Walk up to a mountain and cut it down with the side of my hand. My mother listened to it in the car, picking me up in like for preschool. I didn't think, well, that guy's black, so I'm going to like him. Or that guy's white. I thought, that sounds good. Just like I go to a Chinese food restaurant owned by Chinese people. Food's good. They're nice people. Give me good service. Good for them. I love them. And yeah, I'm really sad seeing all those dead Palestinian kids. And I'm really sad seeing all those dead people in Israel. But I'm not going to just sit there and choose a side because they want me to choose a side. I want to talk about who gave Iran the money. I want to talk about Israel standing down. I want to talk about what's going on here. I can show you 100 videos today because there's an epidemic of racist, brainwashed black people running around beating and killing innocent white people. And it's making white people really racist, which the globalists then control, putting us in a group to make us kill each other. About 10 years ago, a black lady got scared by a military drill in D.C., so she raced past the checkpoint and crashed into a barrier, and the U.S. military shot her dead. And Obama was trying to push race war then, and I went on air, and it was already out she was black, and I said, this is horrible, and the people that didn't need to be prosecuted. And we were flooded with calls, and flowers got sent to the office. And I opened the phones up the next week, and it was just nothing but black people. Oh, we thought you didn't care about us. Well, you finally showed you did when they executed that black woman. And I'm like, what the what? I didn't think about what the woman color she was. Some woman got scared at a checkpoint, and they shot her ass dead. I wasn't thinking about whether she had brown skin or pink skin. I mean, I'm like Martin Luther King Jr. I literally look at you for what you produce and what you do and how smart you are. That's it. So before I go back to your calls, I want to explain this very clearly. The globalists flipped a switch in Ukraine 2 years ago. They flipped a switch 2 months ago in Israel. They're flipping switches on our border. They're flipping switches with China. They are flipping switches with the collapse of civilization. And the New World Order doesn't care if you got brown skin like me, light brown skin, or you got ebony black skin. You're all made by God. You're beautiful. I think I'm made by God. My brain's definitely beautiful. Maybe not my body. I think black people are beautiful. I think everybody's beautiful. But my point is that we're being played off against each other. And if we're not smart enough to figure this out, we deserve what we get. But our children do not deserve it. a little black child, a little white child, a little Hispanic child, a little Asian child does not deserve when they're 6 years old or 5 years old to be told they're special because they're black or they're bad because they're white. That's evil. That's sick. And that's the Democratic Party and Xi Jinping and the New World Order. They're the bad guys. They're the race baiters. Anything else black people do, running around killing white people flipping out doing stuff, that's a byproduct of what they did. So I could sit here and rant about the armies of racist black young males out there doing terrible things. And I don't like what they're doing. And I say, defend yourself. But every person they kill or beat half to death is a victory for Xi Jinping and Klaus Schwab. And every young black man that gets brainwashed in that position, that gets killed or put in prison, is a victory for Xi Jinping. I would rather transcend all of this. But when a young, innocent white person is murdered, it's the ADL that pulled the trigger. It's the Southern Poverty Law Center that pulled the trigger. It's the Democratic Party and CNN that pulled the trigger. They did it. So we're meant to be diverted by Israel and this war when 20 million people died from the poison shots and 10,000 Palestinians died, and they show you each dead kid and make it a big deal. And it's not that it isn't a big deal, but they shake it in front of you to get that clash of civilization going. Let's roll footage. San Francisco Bridge, California. Montreal Bridge. Toronto Bridge. Skip the break. New York Bridges. The Islamists boiling out, blocking the bridges, kicking in doors, attacking people, pulling down American. They're a fifth column in the country that George Soros and the media and the universities are backing. It doesn't mean it's good that Israel's carpet bombing people over there. But these people here are run by the globalists as an excuse to then say, we're all guilty of it. 10,000 dead. Maybe a third of them are fighters. How about 20 million dead from shots? See, they change the subject. And as soon as you're not concerned about the Palestinians anymore, they'll move on to the next mass shooting or the next war or the next big event. This is destabilization simple. And I'm not simple-minded where people say, because it's not me like not wanting to take a side. Oh, pick the Jews or pick the Muslims. If Jews want to go be in their own country and be surrounded and do their own thing, go to Israel. I wish you well. If Muslims want to do their own thing, go do it in your own country. Don't come here and tell me how to live. It's that simple. So while we're distracted, yeah, let's play some audio of this in a moment. As they storm the DNC headquarters in Washington, imagine if conservatives did that. They'd say it's worse than Pearl Harbor. It's worse than 9/11. Of course, it isn't. But why are the universities? Why is George Soros the big money funding Hamas? Because it's part of a larger cultural crisis. Because, yeah, Muslims aren't the majority in any country but the ones they run, and then that's all there is because they're not tolerant. But they've got blocks in every country, the left control of the Muslims now. And so you want anti-Israel. Yeah, Israel, you displace these people, you keep them. Oh, no, 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 no. Even conservatives, no, let's take the Muslims in. No. Benjamin Netanyahu can put them in his house. So this is a larger crisis. And the average Muslim's having six kids in the Middle East. And they want to come here and run our lives. And until they repudiate that and say they're not part of a jihad, they can go to Israel. And my fight is not Israel's. Not because I hate Israel, but because I hate being in danger and being a slave and a bunch of people joining the left so we get even more Ilhan Omars. And Israel gets that because they won't take these people. And it is an outrageous insult than the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal and the LA Times. They're saying, we're going to take these people so they can come here and pull down statues of George Washington and the American flag and join Black Lives Matter and George Soros and the defunding of police and run around and shit all over us. No. But you notice the people that are pro-Palestine, the conservatives, the really cool talk show hosts, aren't saying a word about the Islamic invasion. Because it's easy. The big corporate media is behind attacking Israel. It's a cool thing to do. And so everybody lines up to do it. And I'm just like, I'm not thinking about Israel. I don't want to bring these people in here with chips on their shoulders to tell me I'm bad because I'm white or because I'm a Christian. And that's what Elon Musk said. Got his tweet right here. Another person tweets, hey, all these liberal Jews, something like 70% of Jews in the West are liberals. You want open borders. You want to bring in Muslims. You want to do all this. And then now how do you feel trying to buy guns to protect yourself? What Elon Musk retweeted was true. I don't want to be around a bunch of Islamicists. I don't want to be around a bunch of Islamicists fed by the corporate media and George Soros and the universities running around arrogant, thinking I owe them something. You don't want them in your country. And now you're going to put them here and tell me I've got to worship them. I blame the FBI and the Justice Department for the coming Islamic terror attacks, which you know they're setting up, which they'll use to take average citizens' rights. I blame the federal government, and I blame Israel for this. Oh, but the right wing's not supposed to blame Israel for something real. We're supposed to say, oh, we're for Hamas sneak attacking and murdering a bunch of innocent people, or we're for Israel ethnic cleansing. No, how about this? I'm not part of your operation. And I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to watch my life ruined and my children's life ruined while you put your wreckage in my country. I demand Benjamin Netanyahu take 20 Palestinians in his house. And I demand his candy ass son in Miami suit up in body armor and go to Gaza and fight these people or get the hell out of my world. And I don't say that because I hate Jews. I say that because I'm not a toilet bowl you sit on and shit on. I'm not here to eat your fucking shit. You fucking got that? And I'm sick of leftists, and I'm sick of BlackRock, and I'm sick of the New World Order. I want to live my life and be prosperous. And we've opened our arms to the Jews and everybody else, but we're not going to get involved in your sectarian crap. And then watch the Muslims attack us, and then we won't actually go after the Muslims that did it. We'll go invade some other Muslim country, overthrow them, and then put radical Muslims in who you'll then transship into my country. So I don't blame the Jews in general, but I blame the leadership of Israel, and I blame the big banks and the Democratic Party and the FBI and the ADL and the Justice Department. Every dead American, whether they're Jewish or Muslim or Catholic or Hindu or Buddhist, that's killed by Muslim terror attacks while they grope us at the airports and use the attacks to take our rights. Every dead American is at the feet of the ADL and the feet of Benjamin Netanyahu and the feet of the FBI. And that's what I'm telling you. I'm not here to get murdered for you when you brainwash the black people to kill me because I'm white and the ADL sits around laughing because you got some sick chip on your shoulder against me when I've done nothing to you. You're forcing people into a corner. And I'm not going to choose Israel, and I'm not going to choose the Muslims. I'm going to choose to tell you all, go to hell. Get away from me. And that's the good news. 90% of Jews in America don't want to fight in this and don't want to be part of it, and they want to be left alone, too. And I would venture to say Muslims get bullied into this. If somebody actually talked to Muslims straight, they wouldn't be part of this. But I don't want to fight any of you people. Not the ADL and not Hamas, but I'm telling you this, I'm not going to sit here and take your crap. I'm not going to be intimidated. I'm not going to be told I'm bad because I'm a Christian. I'm not going to be told I'm bad because I'm white. I'm not going to be guilted by you. I'm going to reject everything you're pushing and everything CNN and the Justice Department and the FBI and the CIA is saying, because I don't want to be part of your mentally ill clash of civilizations. Do you understand my Declaration of Independence against your Semitic holy wars? Because I'm not anti-Semitic against Jews or Muslims, but I'm against your holy wars, and I'm sick of the Christian Zionists, and I'm sick of all the crap, and I'm sick of it all. I'm offering justice and prosperity and real freedom. That's what I want to build. Man, I love you no matter what group you're in or where you came from. But when you haul your flag up and tell me I'm bad because I'm an American, or tell me George Washington or Robert E. Lee sucks, or tell me I'm bad because of what color I am, I'm done kissing your asses. Whether you're some white liberal Karen, or whether you're some black racist, or Hispanic supremacist, or Jewish supremacist, or Islamic supremacist, I tell you, you declared war on me, and I am done bowing down to you. Do you get my declaration of resistance? The truth is, hardworking Christian Western values create prosperity and invention and ingenuity. And everybody wants to come here because you're too busy screwing each other and too busy playing games and too busy engaging in all your weird-ass tribal warfare. And then you get here in the West where we ended slavery and where we innovated the whole world, where we rebooted everything, and then you want to guilt me into submission. I do not take your guilt. I've done nothing. You are not my superior. You are not the Ubermenschen. You are not my master. I am not your slave. And I tell you now, I stand against you. All of this New World Order, all of the system, all the crap. We're going to go to break in 3 minutes. I'm going to come back with a load of phone lines and finish up with every caller on the board. David and Sam and David and Jeff and Andrew and Freedom, Missy and Mike and everybody else. But that's where I'm at. Now, I'm not funded by the New World Order and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and George Soros. I'm funded by you. And man, they got my ass against the wall. That's fine with me because all I care about is not quitting. I'll fight all the way to the end and never give up. But I got to tell you, when the light's flashing red and the fuel's out of the tank, if you want us to stay in the fight with your support, we got products, water filtration, storable food, air filtration, high-quality books, films, supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Get Ultra 12. The sale's about to end. It's going to end, I'm told, on Monday. 40% off the highest quality B12. Does incredible things for your body. Ultra 12, Ultra 12, Ultra 12, InfoWarsStore.com. Down and out sleep support works incredible. Talk about your immune system. Deep, restful sleep's the key thing. Take a dropper under your tongue, man. 1 hour later, you're ready to have deep sleep for 8 hours. Down and out. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Platinum. HGH Max Boost. 1776 Testosterone Boost. Pain MD. All three private label top sellers in the country. Discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost, all the known concentrated compounds to flush out your blood, clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be on it with what's going on in society. Nitric Boost. My book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Buy the signed copy as a fundraiser. Get in the game. Buy the unsigned. Whatever you do, take action and make a decision. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All that matters is we continue on to the end, no matter what the cost is, and never back down. I want to show you this image of your TV viewer. This is a meme. It says parents meeting, shows the city council meeting or the school board meeting, shows a father reading out of one of the pedophile books that are in all the schools, including elementary. Quote, put your cock in my mouth. And the teachers grab him and say, sir, you can't read that here. You can't read porn here. But at the school, talking to five-year-olds, it's for the children. Good job. She's patting him on the back. This is sick. And they're moving the Overton window to see what they can get away with. We must reject this, whether we're a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, a Hindu, a Buddhist, an agnostic. You must reject this Satanism now and the entire agenda of the New World Order. They're coming after everybody with the poison shots. They don't care what group you're in. That tells you everything you've got to know! Woo! Woo! We'll be right back.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well. Please remember, we are listener-supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. That is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract used in Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. At InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Pac-Man.
Donkey Kong, and Super Mario Brothers. And now, the ultimate retro nostalgia throwback game. I present to the world Alex Jones' New World Order Wars. They're turning the friggin' frogs gay. I'll eat your ass. You Nazi scum. Let's free the patriots and defeat the globalist tech geeks.
We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
This game is mostly peaceful.
Woo! Ah!
I'm going to lower the world's population.
Oh, big deal. I'm taking you down, rapist.
I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
Download it now at alexjonesgame.com, because as we all know, anything badass gets censored.
Riding on the highway, going to a show.
This is the real world. This is happening. This is going down. You don't think the people that represent the Muslims care about them. You don't think Hamas living in fancy hotels in countries far away while their people get killed care. You don't think the leaders of Israel actually care about their people. You don't think our leaders actually care about us. You don't think the Chinese leaders care about their people. Stop being schmucks. We're all under attack. All right, I'm going to open the phones up, go back to your phone calls right now. But, man, it's just like, to me, it is so frustrating. This is so damn obvious. They go from crisis to crisis to crisis to crisis. And the CFR and the globalists brag they're orchestrating this to bring in world government and cashless society where we're all controlled and made to eat the bugs. And I'm sitting here saying we're smart enough, aren't we, to say no to this. That's why I'm burning all the sacred cows. I try to be nice to all these groups, nice to all these organizations. They take it as weakness. All right, we got loaded phone lines. We'll get to all of you before this hour ends. Got hiccups. Haven't hiccups in years. That's funny. David in New Jersey. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Phenomenal monologue. That, like, got me so fired up, and that's the reason why I watch the show. I'm a first-time caller, by the way. So I was telling your crew, I wanted to give you some names. You got to have these people on your show because they're unbelievable, just like you, how you speak truths and whatnot. So other than watching you every day, I watch Tommy Truthful, Donut. You've actually had a clip of him on your show. And RK.
Tommy RK Truthful. Hold on. Let's go slow here. Tommy Truthful, Donut?
Yeah, so there are three different people. It's Tommy Truthful. You can put him right in a Rumble search bar.
Okay, I'm listening.
Donut, it's D-O-E-N-U-T.
All right.
And Archaics, A-R-C-H-A-I-X.
All right, so tell me, what are they saying?
So basically similar things as you. Tommy Truthful, every single day, he has a Greg Reese video. So he's watching your show. The only thing I don't like about him, and I've actually had Facebook, an argument about him. He's like, oh, Alex Jones controlled opposition, blah, blah, blah. But whatever. That's the only thing I don't like about
him. Everybody does that to make feel more powerful.
It's stupid. It's stupid.
I don't mind that. It's fine. It's fine.
It's retarded. But anyhow.
By the way, I am controlled opposition by God. I mean,
exactly.
I'm so real. When people do that, I feel sorry for them. They got to feel big about themselves. I forgive them. It's fine.
I know.
They're better than me. They show us the light.
Exactly. But I think it would be a great idea to have, I would say, Tommy Truthful and Donut together. It would be great. And Archaics by himself. He's actually, he's read every single, religious book. So he's read the Bible, the Torah, the Muslim book. He, from cover to cover, he memorized it. You gotta get him on the show. And secondly, I wanted to give a shout-out to Laura Bartlett. She saved my dad's life in the hospital. Obviously, you've had Laura Bartlett and Richard Bartlett on your show.
Yeah, great people. We were just trying to give people therapeutics because we're so controlled so bad.
Yeah, no, she literally saved my dad's life, her and her brother.
Dr. Bartlett saved my dad. He was the one that got him. My dad was going to die. Rob Duke, too. Great guy.
Yeah, amazing. They basically, because I live in New Jersey, on the Jersey Shore, and my dad was hospitalized with COVID, and I, you know, was watching your show. I knew that this, you know, the whole thing was just, they wouldn't give him hydroxychloroquine, they wouldn't give him ivermectin, they wouldn't even give him the budesonide. So when Laura Bartlett and Richard Bartlett finally sent it to my Walgreens, and I got it, I literally signed the AMA paper and got my father out of the hospital.
Beautiful, brother. I hate to cut you off, but I got to go to the next person. Thank you. Sham in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. If you kept on going with that bump music, he chimes in with the bagpipes, by the way. Okay, 2 minutes. I was calling about the fifth seal, it's, you know, after there's been a lot of death and destruction from the fourth seal, and it's the souls of the slain, and they cry out with a loud voice saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge the blood of them that dwell on the earth?" You know, and God answers them and says, "It was said unto them that they should rest a little season till their fellow servants and also their brethren should be killed as they were, should it all be fulfilled," you know. And so where I'm going with that is that a lot of people are questioning God right now. But here is the thing. Even the people in heaven are questioning God as we go through the seven seals. And I don't know if we are or we aren't, but it's debatable. It's just the theory I've been floating out there. And so it's natural to question God, but he has an answer, and it's that he's playing the long game. He's waiting for more.
No, I mean, I'll hold you over 2 minutes as I'm interrupting. If you read the Bible, it says that there are precursors to what's happening. There are many antichrists ahead of the main one. So they keep trying the model. So we see the plan being fulfilled. Doesn't mean they're going to get it done that time. It's like enemy attacks. And so you see, you say, it looks like it's about to happen, but those are testing probes. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I know I'm quoting the verses where you're talking about. What you just said, Matthew 24 is a good read on that. It actually talks about the false Christ and how to identify them. So that confirms what you just said. I'm so short.
Don't interrupt. Two more minutes. Finish your point.
Yeah, okay, so that was the finish of that point, but another one is that in Revelation 12, the devil has great wrath because he knows his time is short. And, you know, a good example of that is, let's say we started to arrest Anthony Fauci. They would probably dump another virus and disrupt things. If the Democrats are losing and losing badly, they might arrest Trump and blow something up, as you suggested, or fire off a missile against Russia and try to start another war. Everything they do is because they're losing. But, you know, it's not the end of the world for us. It's the end of the world for evil, and people need to take heart in that. And then your rant from the last time, look up Ezekiel chapter 34 and just take your time and read it. But it's a proclamation against the shepherds of Israel, and it is a metaphor. But verse 31 says the sheep are men, so it explains the metaphor. And it's what they did is what the shepherds of Israel do in Ezekiel 34 is they leave the sheep of Israel to be prey for the beasts around them, if that sounds a little bit familiar, and they make themselves fat while they make the sheep lean. And then there's also a proclamation, but against it differentiates the sheep into rams and into goats, and there's a proclamation against the rams for goring the goats. Only a third of these are the remnant that God is going to take care of. But the shepherds are wicked, and some of the sheep are wicked. And just some of them, not all of them.
Exactly. You know? We don't blame the Jews or the Muslims. We blame the shepherds.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. That's why I'm not going to say the Muslims are all bad or the Jews are all bad or the Christians are all bad. We know these are people. These are billions of people. And we need to stop choosing a side and call for peace. I appreciate your call. Amazing points. All right, Mike in Florida, David, Jeff, Andrew, final calls ahead of the next guest host taking over. Then, 3 p.m. Central, Harrison Smith hosts the War Room while Owen is in solitary confinement for his free speech. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. We do one thing because you need it, and it keeps the show on the air. Win-win, Nitric Boost, Infowarsstore.com.
First came Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, and Super Mario Brothers, and now the ultimate retro nostalgia throwback game. I present to the world Alex Jones's New World Order Wars.
They're turning the friggin' frogs gay. I'll eat your ass, you Nazi scum.
Let's free the patriots and defeat the globalist techies.
We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
This game is mostly peaceful.
Woo!
I'm going to lower the world's population.
Oh, big deal. I'm taking you down, rapist.
I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
Download it now at alexjonesgame.com, because as we all know, anything badass gets censored.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell it for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
If you'd like, you can come along, but just be sure that your will is strong. Let's throw a little bit more of this and go to your phone calls. It's live, Thursday, November 16th, transmission. I'm Alex Jones.
Anarchy is the road I'm on.
I'm not on that road, actually. Unity with God.
Is the road I'm on. If you'd like, you can come along. Just make sure that it's what you want, and your will is strong.
Oh, God is
busy.
All right, let's go right back to your phone calls. Mike in Florida, David, Jeff, and Andrew will be our tail gunners ahead of the next great guest host taking over. Go ahead. You're on the air, Mike.
Dale Presley-Bear, Alex.
Yes, sir.
And as a former 7th Special Forces Group Green Beret, I'd like to give you my 30,000-foot view. And I'd also like to say that I think it's no coincidence that you have predominantly Green Berets on. SEALs are good in everything of what they do, but Green Berets go after the hearts and minds. And you are able to translate that out to people very eloquently, so I appreciate that.
No, I mean, nothing against the Navy SEALs, but they got hired for recruitment for the Navy. Nobody wanted to join the Navy, so they kind of destroyed the Navy SEALs by making them political, great men and women, great men, but women that support them. But obviously it is the Army and the Green Berets that actually have done 90% of this. And you're right, it's all about force multiplication. And I've actually studied that. That's what I do. So you're definitely in tune to say that.
Well, and not only that, it goes towards the entire big picture, all the way back to Project Paperclip, the Office of Strategic Service and our early beginnings with them, and how it all morphed into this and who's now in control right now. So from my 30-foot vantage point, what I see is this is unconventional warfare to the T. And for those that don't know what that is, I'll give a rough
No, you got the floor. This is important. This is okay. Unconventional warfare, full spectrum dominance, Xi Jinping, the fentanyl, the open borders, it's all warfare, the destruction of the family, it's all warfare. What are you saying?
It's all connected. And what that is to coerce, disrupt, and overthrow a standing, elected, or established government through, with, and by the means of an underground. That's your politicians, your people in the media, your city councilmen, the school boards, and then you have your auxiliary. Those are the money people paying for the trucks with all these signs saying pro-Palestinian or pro-BLM, whatever it is. And then you have your guerrilla force. Those are your BLM. Your Antifa. And this is how the operation is conducted. It's a multi-head dragon. And
let me interrupt you. Let me interrupt you and then give me the floor. That's why I'm saying Israel isn't perfect, but the big money, the media, the think tanks, the universities are behind Hamas and Hezbollah. That's the establishment. The organization is there. That's obviously the bad guys. It doesn't mean then support Israel. I'm just saying you can't ignore that the New World Order is fully backing this, just like Black Lives Matter.
Absolutely. And I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, start over.
You are a pro-humanist. I'm pro-human. And these people are using our very basic, rudimentary things that divide us, like pigmentation, just completely irrelevant. And they do it with religion. And this is where I'm going to call out Christians. I'm not a Christian, but I practice the teachings of Jesus Christ. And I may have a different view. I'm not a Muslim. My ex-wife was Muslim. My children are, they're the UN, the real UN. There's so many different things. So what do they pick? You know, and so what I want to challenge churches and also people that aren't believers, what can you do? Because we've talked about it enough. It's a thought, and a thought becomes a plan. We are at the planning stage. I'll say this real quick before I get into the plan. I've had multiple friends that they're killers. I'm not a killer. I was a Green Beret, but I'm not a killer. Some of my friends, they're straight up killers, and I'm glad they're my friends. But recently, they've come to God, and they don't know why. And they're being led, and I think it's because we are in the final push of something evil. And if you don't recognize there's some evil crap going on, you're asleep because you're in Plato's cave, and you don't know how to get out. But we're all going to get out of here pretty soon, because once the power goes off, you have no choice. And then you're thinking about what are you going to be doing? You're going to be thinking about food, about protection. Because where I live in the panhandle, it used to be red. The last free state in the Union, Northwest Florida. That's what we say here. But because of all the illegals they've been dropping off here, and I went on rants about this 2 years ago on YouTube. I had a channel because I didn't know what to do. It's called The Polcast. It's P-O-L cast on YouTube. And I did some stuff trying to wake people up to say, hey, they are dropping off not only gang cells to start up operations here in Northwest Florida, terrorist cells, because if you don't know it, This
area, that's right. For those that don't know, real gangs are military operations.
Absolutely. And I did work in Central and South America. You know anything about 7 Special Forces, you know where we operate. It's lo que sea, donde sea, cuando sea. Because we operate in Central and South America. The Chinese are down there, Michael Yarn, knocking it out of the park. That's one Green Beret I would go into battle with. Mostly, too, because he's not an officer. There are good officers out there, but that's another story. The plan I wanted to get to is, I challenge you churches out there, and you Christians, you want to do a mission trip? Do it in your own country. Start reaching out. Stop looking outward and start looking inward.
That's right. Everything is about projecting outward while we collapse. Send our troops overseas while we die.
Amen. Because if we can't save ourselves, how the hell are we going to save anybody else? Most basic function when you're on a plane. If it starts having trouble, put your own mask on. We got cities that are zombies. Total zombies.
No, America's almost done, brother. I appreciate your call. Great points. Yeah, that's where we are. It's very sad. Let's go ahead and talk to Andrew in Texas, and we'll go to Jeff and David. Go ahead, Andrew.
Alex, what's up, bud? Appreciate you taking my call. Hey, I don't know a whole lot. I've been listening to you for a long time. You, Crowder, Tucker, you know, all of y'all. But one thing that sticks out to me, and it's happened since 2020, when the COVID thing came down, is the money grab. It's always about the money. And how can we control everything, just like the last caller is talking about? I mean, we control it at home. We all have the power. We pay taxes every year, right? I mean, is that not where the control is from?
Yes, sir.
I'm just, and nobody ever brings it up. And it's been the thing that's been irking me since 2020, is not one of those hospitals that put all those people on ventilators, that shot up those people with the COVID jab. Like, they all got that money. Where's the accountability? What, the Pentagon just failed another audit, right? At what point do we say, hey, man, we
want to. No, you're right. And again, our troops are great men and women, but the Pentagon created the COVID shot and had Moderna and Pfizer put it out. They did it. Our military at the top is captured and is at war with the people. I didn't just say that to sound fun. I mean, I put a big target on my back. That's the truth.
I'm just saying, you know, we look at all the money they're spending everywhere. We have it. We have the money. We are the money. Everybody, you, me, our neighbors. And we
humans are the value.
Yep. Yep. And we continue to give it away every single year. You know, we're leaving it to a bunch of spineless politicians in Washington.
We let a bunch of crooks run everything because the world's so complex. I appreciate your call. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back to Jeff and David and the next guest host. Who do we got today? We always have a great fourth hour. Drew Hernandez, always on fire. And then Owen Schroyer is going to host the War Room. Oh, sorry, he's in jail. The judge said for free speech. So we'll have Harrison Smith doing that 3 p.m. Central today. The coordinates are Infowars.com/show. But yes, yes, that's where we are. And so share the link, share the articles, pray for the broadcast. Buy the products you already need. Infowarsstore.com. Infowars Platinum. HGH Max Boost. 1776 Testosterone Boost. Incredible products. Pain MD. We don't go out and get globalist money from the CIA. We're funded by you. Get the book, The Great Awakening. Get the signed copy as a fundraiser. Get the regular copy. Just go now to Infowarsstore.com and do it. If the public got excited and got aggressive, our problems will be over very quickly. Infowarsstore.com. Infowarsstore.com. Or 888-253-3139. All right. Hour number 4 is only 2 minutes away. David and Jeff, your calls are up next. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12 Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
We are in the middle of a crude and ugly communist revolution funded by the big banks as a battering ram into a new age digital economy and a total surveillance state. All branches of government are attacking we the people, and they offer us only one option, a meaningless vote in a rigged election. What we can do is be prepared, and you can support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. For products to help you through good times and bad. And you can share the videos at band.video. Our best hope still is, and always has been, a mass awakening. So download the videos, share them, upload them, and send them everywhere. Let the world unite for truth, justice, and 1776 worldwide. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you I love you before you finally understand? David in North Carolina, then Jeff in Arizona. You're on the air, brother.
Mr. Jones, the legend. Hey, I heard you speak a couple weeks ago. You mentioned you had an e-bike.
An e-bike?
Yep. You said you had a cabin at a relative's property and had an e-bike that you rode around?
Yeah.
Just saying everybody should get one. They're the greatest things ever. You enjoy
that? Yeah, because you can actually, that's an electric thing. You can charge it on a little solar panel and then drive around all day. They work great.
Exactly, and that's my whole point. It'd be real hard to solar charge a Tesla or a Ford Lightning or anything like that. That's retarded. But you get a little e-bike, you can charge it with a $70 solar panel. No more gas,
The phone said e-bike. E-bikes. Yeah, e-bikes, electric bikes are amazing.
Yep. And all I'm saying is you get an electric bike, you can charge it with a 100-watt solar panel, and you don't have to get gas anymore. I actually mounted a solar panel to the back of my electric bike, and I can get about 20 miles a day just leaving it out in the sun.
Beautiful.
The battery gives me about 40 miles of range. It costs about $150 to do the whole conversion, and it's just free running. I can't grow food because I don't have the area and I don't have the time. But, you know, the e-bike over, say, just a regular pedal bicycle, you save calories. So it's kind of like growing food because you don't have to have the additional food that you would have to with a regular pedal bike.
No, the best way to save money in a small village or small town is an electric bike. They are incredible. Like you said, yeah. That can literally work off a solar panel. That's actually doable.
Yeah, like I said, I've got a 100-watt solar panel mounted to the back of my electric bike, and I use it as my daily driver. And I mean, anybody can do it. It's amazing. You know, I just hadn't really heard you talk too much about them.
Well, that's beautiful, brother. Anything else?
No, that's it. Just keep the faith. I just feel like I came on at the wrong hour.
No, we appreciate you, brother. Thank you, David. Jeff in Arizona, the great Drew Hernandez is about to take over. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, I pray for you and your staff to put the Spirit of Christ and the Holy Spirit to protect you. And all you're doing.
Thank you.
I'd also like to pray for a spirit of discernment for the world so people can actually have the veil taken away from there and see what the truth is, because I've been praying about this. Funny, goes into what I wanted to talk to you about as far as I met a guy who knew Yuri Bezmenov, and he started showing me videos and all this, and I started realizing things that I'd never known in my life until the last 5 years. And if the irony of all of this right now is that we're going to go to World War III when everything's being trying to be and taken away about the belief in God, and we're going to go to war over two nations that all that is their belief or so-called belief in God. It amazes me how people cannot see that this is another distraction. It's something to take you away to show. I mean, Marxism doesn't believe in God. Communism does not believe in God, but Islam, one of the biggest religions that they're very defiant about their belief in God, they're pairing up.
And now they're allied with the communists. So I'm not even supporting, but the Muslims are allied with the big corporate media and the communists. How ridiculous is that?
I know. And how can people not see this as another charade, as another distraction to get them away from what's really going on? They're being, every single thing is selling you out. And the only thing that you can trust, and I'm saying man as well, is your faith and your discernment and your belief in a bigger power.
The most valuable thing in the world is your relationship with God and Jesus Christ. Thank you.
And your personal relationship.
I agree. Thank you for the call. All right, Drew Hernandez is set to take over. I got a few final comments straight ahead. We'll skip the next break so he gets his time back. Stay with us. And then in about 55 minutes, Harrison Smith will host the War Room. Owen Schroyer is in solitary confinement for his speech. It's all coming up. Have you shared the links? We're fighting hard, but can't do it without you.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalist, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The amazing Drew Hernandez is set to take over. Here we are. Everything we talked about, world government, new world order, cashless society, all of it is coming out. All of it is out in the open. Our work is the most important it's ever been. People are more ready for the truth than they've ever been before. And InfoWars is hanging on by our fingernails. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get Ultra 12. Get the other products. Get Nitric Boost. Get the great InfoWars Platinum products. Get my book, The Great Awakening, as a fundraiser. InfoWarsStore.com. But look at this. Common pesticides in food reducing sperm count worldwide, says study CNN. Another headline. Report EMF, electromagnetic radiation, destroying sperm count. It is going down, ladies and gentlemen. Mercury pollution can make birds homosexual. It's happening now. All the stuff they've ridiculed us for is now out in the open. I keep saying for 3 or 4 days, I'm going to cover solar flares. The globalists say are about to cut the internet off. No, they're going to do it and blame solar flares. We'll cover that on the Friday show tomorrow. But we have this new video game. It's a fundraiser. It's a first-class video game. You go to alexjonesgame.com. You download it for $17.76, less than $20. This could really help us launch the next level and stay on air. So all of you, go download the video game, 1776 game, at alexjonesgame.com. It is New World Order Wars. I'm so excited about it. Here's a little promo. Hitler's really upset about it. And then Drew Hernandez takes over.
At this important meeting of the Davos global elite, we have told you they were Easter bugs, they were owns nothings, and they were like it. We have worked around the clock to silence Herr Jones and anyone else that challenges our Easter bugs narrative. Of course it'll be easy to silence Jones. We will have victory. Mein Führer. He never gives up, mein Führer.
Actually, he has best-selling books now. But that's not the problem. So now he has a new video game called New World Order Wars. Our experts believe it will explode and have a giant effect in the popular culture.
They're turning the friggin' frogs again.
Everyone else leave the room except Soros, Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, Klaus Schwab.
Say hello to my little friend.
You will join the Matrix.
What did I tell you? Control every facet of the media. Now that he has launched his video game, he will be able to fund his larger operation in InfoWar Counter Allies. And then he will have more video games and then children's toys. And freedom is so popular. Look at what they've done when we shut down Tucker Carlson. He got 50 times better. We tried to bully Joe Rogan, and now he's gotten in our face. I will tell you all, you're the downfall of our new Reich, our new world order. What is Bill Gates, my friend, my lover, going to do when he learns what you have done? My wife, Bill Gates, will be so angry. You have destroyed us all.
911 was an inside job. The lottery is rigged.
You tell them all. They do not visit AlexJonesGame.com and they do not download New World Order Wars. That is an order from the New World Order.
When you download it, when you share it, it sends a very important cultural message against tyranny. And it also funds the true information war against the globalists. So when you download this game, when you play this game, you are truly fighting tyranny and 1776 worldwide. So I want to salute again and thank all of you that have gotten the game. And if you've not downloaded and played the game, what on earth are you waiting for? So go now to AlexJonesGame.com and download it. The New World Order is no more. Now, the great Drew Hernandez, live.
Alex Jones, congratulations on this game, man. I didn't know that, this was the game I didn't know I needed. I've been playing this for the past few hours. AlexJonesGame.com, New World Order, Wars. Listen, dude, the fact that I can get a Gatling gun power-up to slaughter gay frogs and go up against Epstein's Island... The Bill Gates archetypes, I had no idea that this was the game that I didn't know I needed. So I encourage everybody, all the InfoWarriors out there, especially if you're gamers out there, to all my gamers out there, I know you guys are out there, man. Go download the game, AlexJonesGame.com. New World Order Wars. This game, it's pretty sick, man. I got stuck sitting here during the break just like playing the thing. It's pretty dope. You know what's sick about it is sometimes when you see stuff like this get launched, It could kind of come off kind of cringe. But I think gamers will truly appreciate this. You want to know why? Because there's like actual InfoWars lore within it. And if you're a gamer or you love old school Marvel. Marvel is all gay and woke and feminazied out now. Same thing with DC and pretty much everything that's like escapism, right? What I like about the game is it's got InfoWars lore. It's actually Alex Jones' voice. It's like you can make the connections if you're actually a viewer, if you're actually battling all the villains. So, shout out to this game, dude. I have fun playing. Who knows? I don't know. I'm on the street tonight, but this game is pretty lit. But a lot of news to get into, and before we get into some of the news, I really have been thinking about this a lot, and I think people can see the obvious writing on the wall, and I think what's happening is Donald J. Trump, we all know, is the anomaly when it comes to the deep state and who's allowed to get into DC and who's not allowed to be in DC, who's allowed to have positions of power and who's not allowed to have a position of power. We know that the deep state, shadow government, we know that this whole machine is fully operational. And we know that this entire machine has, since Trump came down the escalator, I think in their arrogance, they believed that Hillary was going to get punched in. And in their arrogance, they believed that there was no way in hell that Donald J. Trump could actually attain the Oval Office. And I think that's why we saw such a shock. I mean, I'll never forget it. I remember it like it was yesterday, post-election night, 2016. Donald J. Trump won, right? You woke up that morning like, okay, we got a future. We could turn this thing around, right? I remember waking up post-election night 2016 after the results. Sorry, complicated business. I'll never forget that, man. I'll never forget the way I felt, the way the nation felt. And then the total, you know, it was like a switch was flipped. It's like this demonic legion was activated immediately, right? The legions of homosexuals, the legions of Marxists, the legions of globalists, the legions of Antifa and BLM reanimated and reactivated. Just took them, you know, maybe 4 years to get fully activated in 2020 to start rioting. You know, after they shut down the world, the CCP was on watch. All of the globalist enemies to this state of the Union, the United States of America, were thinking differently. It was a different time. But in terms of the deep state and in terms of the shadow government and the way that they view things, they immediately mobilized. Okay, they mobilized. And this is all on record. This is all out in the open. The Clinton campaign, the Democrat operatives, this is tied all the way back to Obama and Joe Biden, as they were, you know, sitting vice president, VP at the time, right? It's all on record that they, through the Hillary campaign, were cultivating the big lie, Russia collusion. That the Russians were colluding with Donald J. Trump to rig the 2016 election. And they took that. They took that from a campaign smear and they took that into an impeachment hoax. An attempt to, number one, not disqualify Donald J. Trump. That came after they literally attempted to overthrow an election, a legitimate election. They attempted to overthrow a legitimate elected president, Donald J. Trump, president-elect, I guess you could say technically, to be accurate at the time, right? Or he was inaugurated. But, you know, and then that moved because, I mean, they wanted to abolish the Electoral College. They wanted to get rid of the electoral system. They believed wholeheartedly and they were pushing the big lie that it was Russia that got President Donald J. Trump elected because they couldn't believe in their minds that their Lord and Savior, Hillary Clinton, could lose. And then from there, we saw a total retaliation. A total retaliation. Listen, to all the info warriors out there, I remember watching election night. I remember Alex Jones, Roger Stone. You guys remember that? Remember they were popping champagne and I can't remember if it was Roger, if it was Alex Jones that said it. They may not even remember this, but I remember. I remember them saying, oh, things are going to get serious. I'm paraphrasing. They're going to come after us. Let's celebrate, but they're going to come out. Oh, did the deep state get mobilized and weaponized immediately? Everybody in Trump's orbit that got Trump elected in 2016, feds went after aggressively, attempt to flip and were successful in some cases. But shout out to Roger Stone. He didn't turn his back on Trump. We all know how that ended. Thank God. Same thing post 2020. Look at what the feds are doing now. Full indictments. But I mean, they go with from just campaign smears. They turn that into impeachment hoax number one, and then they go with impeachment hoax number two, which were all Fed lies, which were all psyops on the American people to get them to believe that Donald J. Trump was not elected legitimately. But fast forward to 2020, they shut down the world. They have Antifa and Black Lives Matter rioting in the streets. They blame it on Trump for the mass destabilization. And then ultimately, they rig the election. Ultimately, they do what they claimed the other side was doing because that's what they project just 4 years prior. Now, why am I saying this? Because, you know, I didn't have as big as a platform as I do now. I would say in 2019, but I remember telling people that in 2019, and I would do like Instagram lives. I would do little YouTube streams here and there, but you know, I had a bit of an audience. But I remember telling people, you know, I mean, look at these impeachment hoax. Look how aggressively they're foaming at the mouth to get the orange man out of the Oval Office. Why? Because he represents America. Because he's willing to put people that are in obedience to God and Christ first. And obviously he's made some seriously horrible selections, and Trump has admitted this. Trump has openly admitted this publicly, that in his first term, his first cabinet selections, he made the wrong selections. They turned out to literally be deep state. Even Trump has admitted that. Say, Drew, where are you going with this? Back during that time, I remember watching all of this. And I remember watching Alex getting deplatformed and InfoWars getting buried into the digital abyss and nobody wanting to, you know, be involved with anything that had anything to do with even an InfoWars logo. Laura Loomer, the Nick Fuentes, the list is huge, right? You remember those days. And I remember thinking to myself and telling people, you know, I think Trump is going to legitimately win in 2020, but I don't think they're going to let him. Gosh, I remember I would lose so many followers. God, dude, I would tell people, you know, they're going to rig the election. They're not going to let him win. They are not going to allow this to happen because they are aggressively about installing this New World Order regime. They are the deep state is on high alert. In their arrogance, they were blinded, but now their eyes are wide open. I mean, ultimately they're blinded by Satan. They think they're going to win the end game, but they won't because Christ is king. I'm a Christ supremacist, and I believe in the eternal supremacy of Jesus Christ. Therefore, he will rule and reign, the Lord of Lords, the eternal King of Kings forever. So, I mean, no matter which way you look at it, that's the fate of the universe. Doesn't mean we stop fighting. Doesn't mean we stick our heads in the sand and we just totally give up. But that is the source of my encouragement. Every day when I wake up, every day when you're reading hit pieces about you and you're getting demonetized, when you're getting taken down and you're getting slandered, when it seems like the entire world is against you, it's because it is. It's because the entire world is against you. You're born again. You're a Christian. You pledge your allegiance to God. Of course, the entire New World satanic Luciferian order is against you, especially if you're unapologetically Christ first. And you are in just total effective opposition to their regime. So people shouldn't be surprised. I mean, Jesus made it very clear. They hated me. They're going to hate you more. Those who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus, they will suffer persecution. I mean, this comes with the territory. So be encouraged. People are going to want to feel like they want to give up. People are going to feel like, you know, is it really worth it? People are going to feel like, well, maybe I should just sell out like Con Inc. I mean, look at them. They got comfy little lives. They got millions of dollars. They abide by the TOS all over YouTube and nobody bothers them for now. The turncoats think that they could abide by the authoritarians, but how did that turn out for the turncoats when it came to 1776? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we know how that goes. The American Revolution. Exactly how all of that goes down, and the establishment of the United States of America, you name it. Those that want to turn their back on the United States of America will eventually find themselves on the wrong side. Those that want to turn their back on God will eventually find themselves on the wrong side. Those that think that they could get a pass like turncoats, Revolutionary War, those that think that they can get a pass by siding with the authoritarians, or fast forward to the Civil War, those that think that they could get a pass by siding with those that want death and destruction, the opposite of freedom, they ultimately find themselves waging war against God. Why? Because God is giving you free will. The spirit of free will, that doesn't just come from humanity because we're some kind of species that just evolved into existence. You understand that free will has been given to you, engineered. It's tailored to you as you are made in the image of God. You yourself are placed here. Your free will has been intentionally engineered and installed in you. That is where that spirit of freedom comes from. You're made in the image of God. So that's why that will always, listen, that will always be challenged. That will always be violated. People will always attempt to take your free will, but they could never effectively actually take it from you. Give me liberty or give me death. That's exactly what that means. Because there is no giving your liberty to anybody else. Obviously, I mean, you know, prayers for Owen Schroyer and the Schroyer family that he's safe in the political gulag, but it's inevitable and it comes with the territory. And I think if we all have huge targets on our backs, nobody should be surprised. But at the same time, take a look at what's happening to all the political J6ers and prisoners right now that are facing this current authoritarian regime in deep state. Listen, people might look at them, people might look at Owen Schroyer, but eventually people end up saying to themselves, well, if I just play my cards right and I abide by the TOS and, you know, I don't really ruffle the feathers of the deep state, I'll be fine, right? Spoken like a true turncoat. And you know, there's always the temptation. There's always the temptation to sell out. There's always the temptation to just throw in the towel. There's always the temptation to just give up. And of course, it's nothing. Listen, if you're thinking in terms of temporary value, this is why Christ made it very clear. Store up your treasures in heaven where there is no rust, there is no moth, there is no destruction. Don't store your treasures here on earth because they could be destroyed. They'll deteriorate. I mean, you have to have a heavenly perspective, but you also have to be ready to wage spiritual war, the spiritual holy war here on planet earth. But your perspective has to be eternal always. Because if you don't have an eternal perspective, a lot of this stuff is going to become real meaningless real quick. Persecution, I don't want any of that. This is how you'll start to think. Persecution, I don't want any of that. Hit pieces, I don't want any of that. Fed ops against me, I don't want any of that. All of these, you know, gigantic, huge lawfare operations coming down on every single one of us, I don't want any of that. That temptation will always be there. Those whispers of Lucifer. Just give up, dude. Just be a turncoat. Just stand in the middle. You don't have to. This is what Lucifer will whisper to you. You don't have to pick my side. All you got to do is be in the middle. All you got to do is stand on the fence. Don't be controversial. Just don't say anything. Just post reels. Just post reels reacting. And not saying a word on social media. And that's totally awesome. Don't say anything. And those are the deceptive whispers because this is too much for you. Why are you doing this? Your whole audience hates you anyways. They're not even supporting you. They don't love you. So why are you doing this? Just take all your money, take all that you have and just run to the hills and just let it all implode on itself. Who cares? I mean, if you have a earthly mindset, a very temporary mindset, I mean, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? But obviously, if you're a born again Christian and you have an eternal perspective of what's really at stake around you, and you understand that these are demonic legions, you're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. There's a lot more going on and what's at stake here. Heaven, hell, good versus evil. The soul of humanity. The soul of every single human that you come into contact with. The gospel of Jesus Christ projecting worldwide across all of mankind for generations to come. Listen, if that's all you have to live for, that's all you need to live for. If that's all you have left to live for, that's all you need to live for. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the eternal salvation, not to earn your salvation. It's already been earned by Jesus Christ on the cross, dude. Listen, guys, this is my encouragement every single day because this stuff gets encouraging, dude. You know, this stuff gets discouraging, right? Never lose hope when doing good. You know what I'm saying? The Bible's very clear on that. Never give up, never lose hope while doing good, especially to those in the household of faith. But I just wanted to give that encouragement because I mean, there's so much going on and you know, I think about Owen every single day and praying for him and his family because it sucks, dude. I mean, people might say, oh, it's just 2 months, you know, he'll be fine. He'll get out and you know, he'll be a legend when he returns. I mean, Owen was already a legend before he went in. You know, Owen doesn't need to go into a political gulag to be considered a legend in the rebellion and the resistance. We all know who are real and who are not. But when it comes to like Con Inc, when it comes to like, you know, establishment gatekeepers on the right. Okay. Now he's been put in federal prison because of speech. Okay. Now we can talk to him. Now we can talk to Alex. Now we could talk to InfoWars because things have gotten a little too crazy. They've been warning of this. You know, they've been warning us about this for decades. We just said they were crazy alt-right conspiracy theorists, but now it looks like it's actually kind of real. Yeah. It's a little, you know, it's kind of a little too late, but you know, God could do anything, but you know, I think the reason why I brought up 2016 and the development, because I would tell people they're going to rig the election, they're not going to let Trump win legitimately.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please, remember, we are listener supported and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give it to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Lies. We are back. You are now watching the fourth hour of the most banned transmission in the universe, The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, Band.Video.com, MadMaxWorld.TV. Good to see all of you. But as I was saying, and, you know, I want to get this in the conscience of especially the InfoWarriors and the viewers and people that are actually awake and that could receive these kind of downloads, because you got to actually, you know, anticipate, discern, and take a look at, you know, the world around you and start analyzing. But really look how things are going. Look, the reason why I brought up 2016 and the reason why I brought up that aggressive attempt to not only discredit Donald J. Trump, but to remove Donald J. Trump, and they effectively ultimately did in 2020, and then post J6 and the ops that they ran there to once and for all demonize MAGA, right-wing domestic terrorists, fast forward, indict Donald J. Trump, indict anybody in the Trump orbit, especially in Georgia, get all of his so-called lawyers to turn their backs on him as well, threaten them with jail time, threaten them with some serious charges in order to get them to turn their back on the greatest president, in my opinion, of my generation. I at least could say that. And I think that's all by design. And what you got to understand is they are moving. The power vacuum. I feel this sense that I felt in like 2019 when I would tell people they're going to rig the election and Trump will not be in the Oval Office post 2021 of January. It's not going to happen. And I would lose followers and people would say, you're fake MAGA, you're MAGA, you are the grifter, you're not really for Trump, you don't really. You know, I'm just like, no, man. I mean, look how aggressively they're going with these impeachments. I mean, would you be surprised if they rigged the damn election and then they shut down the world, mass destabilization with BLM and Antifa? They launched the bioweapons, everything Alex said would happen. And then ultimately, yeah, Trump lost to Joe Biden. And yeah, Joe Biden got more votes than Barack Obama. Give me a break. Okay. And nobody believes that. Okay. Nobody believes that. You know, shell of a man. All right. Joe Biden beat Donald J. Trump. All these random, you know, ballot batches at 3 a.m. You're not allowed to look into the election. If you question the election, you're a terrorist. They're going to slap RICO on you. It's insane, dude. It's all by design. Multiple indictments. Fast forward. I mean, they've effectively weaponized the intelligence agencies and they've effectively tainted and slandered MAGA as being right-wing extremist domestic terrorists, while at the same time simultaneously allowing Islamic Muslim sleeper cells in this country grow and grow and grow. I mean, you even have the FBI director Christopher Wray on the Hill. He's in D.C. What, this week? Was it Monday or Tuesday? Oh, they're like, oh, well, what about the terrorists that have been infiltrating this country? I mean, we have a wide open border. We don't have a border anymore. What's your response to that, sir? Well, that's not my lane. That's not my lane. That's not my lane. But I can assure you, he said, and I'm paraphrasing, I can assure you our resources are going to all of the, you know, the terrorists that are infiltrating through the southern border that are, you know, spreading throughout the United States of America. What a lie. What a lie. The FBI whistleblowers have all come out on record and said all of our resources are going to. And they say it and they champion it. They praise it. They're proud of the fact that the largest FBI investigation in American history is an investigation against its own people for their political views and actions. You know, that's the gaslighting. That's the projecting. But I just think the direction that things are going, I think, you know, I'm always trusting in God and I pray that God gives us breakthrough and gives us territory. And what I mean by territory is we could take some ground when it comes to taking things back from the New World Order and, you know, putting Christ where he needs to be. That's the only way we're going to win things back, guys. Like, just straight up. I'm unapologetic. I'm a Christ supremacist. I want Jesus Christ to rule and reign the universe. And he will, he does. But you know, if we don't put him first in this country, listen, if Christ is not first, then America is last. It's that simple. If Christ is not first, then America is last. It is literally that simple, guys. You could try anything else you want. You can try all the other puzzle pieces to put this thing back together. You can run to the wall, go to your toy box and come, what about this one? Oh, that one doesn't work. You run and go get the other one. What about this one? What about more liberalism? Oh, that doesn't work. What about homosexuality? Oh, that doesn't work. What about calling homosexuals good because they support Trump? Oh, that one doesn't work either. Nothing's working. I don't know. Maybe we should just try, you know, giving this thing back to God. Me, it's pretty simple, but, you know, people don't want to submit to that. And that's why we are losing freaking miserably, freaking miserably. But so that brings, this is just how I've been feeling the past few days. And I've been talking about this on all my shows, and I think people should be anticipating, you know, I think we are seeing some days of persecution right now. I think we're experiencing, I mean, again, look at Owen. These are political persecutions. This is what I would call the writing on the wall. This is what I would call, you haven't seen anything yet. We have seen worse persecution of Christians in human history. I mean, it's happening in different countries. Go try being a Christian in Iran. You know what I mean? Go try being a Christian in these hardcore Muslim countries. I mean, look at the CCP. Look at China. Most persecuted people are Christians. I mean, why? Because Jesus said it would be that way. Those are the true people of God. And the family of God, the true family of God. You must be born again. Unless, if you're not born again, you're not a child of God. If you're not born again, you're a child of Satan. I mean, Jesus made that very clear. And he even told his own people, you know, the Jews, that straight up, you must be born again. He told Nicodemus, you must be born again. So, you gotta be a Christian. You gotta be born again. You gotta convert to Christianity. That's how you receive salvation. But they hate that. But I just, I think we should anticipate a serious power struggle. And when we come back from the break, I'm gonna show you exactly what I'm talking about. I think the power vacuum that the absence of Trump is going to create, if by some miracle Trump wins this election, like I haven't heard anyone give me a solid game plan and blueprint as to how Donald J. Trump is supposed to win a rigged election. And I'm not saying this because I want to attack Trump. I love Trump. I voted for Trump 2016, 2020, 2024. I'm Trump 2024. I want America to succeed. But I do. If Trump wins by some miracle in 2024, we're only going to get 4 more years of Trump. And so what does that look like in 2028? Or, I mean, if they do it again, they rig the election again in 2024. And all I'm saying is get ready. Get ready for some serious retaliation. Get ready, because their whole focus is taking down Trump because he's politically active. He can become the president of the United States one more time due to his age and the amount of terms that he has remaining, correct? I just think that when the Trump years are gone, there's going to be a huge power vacuum. And the deep state and the New World Order, I mean, they are going to go into absolute overdrive. It's bad now, but when they gain full reins, they are going to destroy MAGA. They're going to attempt to destroy the freedom, the patriot movement. They're going to shut down all dissidents. I mean, the FCC is already attempting to control the entire internet by going after the internet providers. I'm pretty sure InfoWars covered this. I covered this on my show a couple nights ago, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I mean, they are getting ready. I mean, we are seeing the infrastructure of the Mark of the Beast fully installed. I'm not saying the Mark of the Beast is here. I'm just saying the infrastructure is being installed around us. And I'm going to show you guys some examples of this when we come back from the break. So don't go anywhere, because it's very clear that this power vacuum is already taking place. Who will fill that vacuum? Will it be the deep state? Will it be the New World Order, commie, globalist, socialist proxies? Will it be the patriots? Will it be the Christians? Will it be those in obedience to God? Will we just hand this thing over to Satan entirely? How will this power vacuum truly be filled? Because it's already starting to take place, and you're seeing it within the Uniparty, because they are aggressively going to make sure that a Trump never happens ever again, for obvious reasons. I'll show you all these examples when we come back from the break. Do not go anywhere.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that have righteousness than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will have plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers of the field, they will be consumed, and they will go up in smoke.
Came Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, and Super Mario Brothers, and now the ultimate retro nostalgia throwback game. I present to the world Alex Jones's New World Order Wars. They're turning the friggin' frogs gay. I'll eat your ass, you Nazi scum. Let's free the patriots and defeat the globalist techies.
We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
This game is mostly peaceful.
Woo!
I'm going to lower the world's population.
Oh, big deal. I'm taking you down, rapist.
I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
Download it now at alexjonesgame.com because, as we all know, anything badass gets censored.
Your products have changed my life. Your brain force, all that makes me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store. Support them. Do what you need to do. Because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen. And that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate love InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Alrighty, InfoWarriors worldwide, we are back. You are now watching the most banned transmission in the universe, The Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. You are now watching the fourth hour. Want to invite you guys to follow me on my own platforms. Go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I go live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific. That's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or follow me on Twitter at Drew H Live. And also make sure to support the broadcast by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Go check out some of the great sales. Some of the great products right now. I'm telling you guys need to make sure that you guys are supporting free speech systems and independent media that is literally going against the New World Order. All their fake news media cartel narratives every single day. These people want to go after children. These people want to depopulate the earth. These people want to destroy you. Support InfoWars.com. Support InfoWars.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, especially with the holidays literally upon us. These make great gifts, guys. But I'm telling you, the New World Order wants to defeat free speech. All right? And if you want free speech to die, then just let InfoWars die, straight up. If you want free speech to die, just let InfoWars die. I mean, you are hearing so much truth on this network. Babies are going to die. Puppies are going to die. The whole world is going to die, okay? This is it, man. This is the InfoWar. You're dealing with accurate intel here, and you are dealing with the fate of humanity. So we're all in this thing together, man. You guys, you are InfoWars. The viewers, the listeners, you guys keep this thing running. You guys, we're in your hands, straight up, all right? Like, that's just, you guys, how no urgent Alex is every single time. This thing is in your hands, ultimately in God's hands. We thank you guys for your support. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com. Well, let's go through some of this news to make my point, because the power vacuum is already being witnessed. I mean, take a look at Governor Ron DeSantis. Look how quickly he's destroyed his entire public image, public persona. He's going to forever be known as the politician that wears high heel boots. You know, look at that. You know, look at Nikki Haley. All she does is nag all over the debate stage. She's just nagging like an annoying mother-in-law. I call her Nagger Nikki Haley, and people are like, whoa, what? What'd he say? You know, whatever. I mean, just look, is this what we're going to get? Are we going to get that traitor Mike Pence in 2028? You know, what is the GOP field really going to be in 2028? I think we're starting to get a preliminary preview to that exactly. But let me take you guys through these headlines. This is InfoWars.com. California targets AI and disinformation in run-up to 2024 election. So do not be surprised if you start to hear these narratives coming. They'll paint it on Russia again. Why not, guys? Why not? They'll just paint it on Russia, more Russian disinformation, and it's going to be AI technology that influenced the election, and therefore Trump did not legitimately get any kind of votes, or it was swayed one certain way. But California's recent announcement of a new initiative targeting the risks associated with artificial intelligence and the spread of the so-called election disinformation ahead of the 2024 election will raise concerns among free speech advocates. The California Institute for Technology and Democracy, unveiled by the democracy advocacy group California Common Cause, marks a significant step in this direction. So they're already priming the media. They're already priming the public. They're already priming individuals to get ready for this narrative being installed ahead of the 2024 so-called election. You will see involvement of AI and accusations of disinformation when it comes to the 2024 election. Look what's going on in Nebraska. Again, this is InfoWars.com. Nebraska collecting all health data and all residents. Critics call it a step toward national digital ID. Nebraska lawmakers have created a state health information technology, HIT board, to collect health information on all Nebraskans in a centralized data and surveillance system that, according to lawmakers, will be used by doctors to improve patient care. It's always that, right? Whenever they're collecting data, whenever they're collecting intelligence on you through technological means or technological tools, it's always done in the name of what? Safety, security, convenience, and the ability to innovate. This is the future. This is technology. This is how things are done. This is to make your life real easier, especially when it comes to your health. Just give us all your biometrics. Give us all your personal data. We're going to put it in the hive. We're going to put it in the cloud, and you won't be able to gain access unless you have the right thoughts, unless you don't have wrong think, unless you don't have an unauthorized mind. If you do have an authorized mind by the regime, then you're allowed to gain access to absolutely everything. You see, a lot of this stuff is going to continue to increase because we're watching lawlessness abound, and this power vacuum, there's going to be a huge vie to fill this slot. And I'm interested to see where this thing ends up. Deep state is going to be trying to grab those levers of power. The New World Order, the shadow government, the uniparty on both sides, the rhinos and the Democrats. They're both going to be vying for those levers of power to make sure that a Trump never happens ever again. And you're seeing it on both sides. Look at Kathy Hochul. I'm pretty sure you guys have seen this, but just to prove my point, this is exactly how it's unfolding with this power vacuum. Kathy Hochul says New York is working with social media companies on surveillance efforts to combat hate speech. And in the clip, she references, well, we're going to do this because New Yorkers feel unsafe. Therefore, because New Yorkers feel unsafe because they can't go on the subway. When they go on the subway, they're fearing for their lives. And we all know why that's happening. We all know exactly why there's been a skyrocketing in homicides and murders and a skyrocketing in crime and thefts, robberies at gunpoint, violent robberies at that, even sex crimes. Just dudes just straight up masturbating on the subway. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I wonder how that happened. Huh? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe defunding the police was kind of a bad idea, but we all knew that. This is intentional mass destabilization. This is what they do. They create these conflicts. They create these destabilizing events. They make sure that there is no stability within a civilization. They will defund the police. So there is no law and order. So it gives them an excuse to come along and say, well, things are getting a little out of hand, so we need a policy that will give us the ability to collude with social media companies to surveil the American people to combat hate speech. And what does that mean? That means that your speech will turn into real-world violence. And you're seeing this on the Democrat side with Kathy Hochul, but you're also seeing this on the Rhino side with, like I said, that nagger Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, all social media users should be verified by their name to protect national identity. And just like Kathy Hochul, she refers to making sure that you can be known. Because if your name, if your personal information is attached to your social media account, well, you're going to be more held accountable. And she goes as far to say that if you're on social media, you cannot be anonymous because that's a national security threat. Because that's what's making it easier for the CCP. That's what's making it easier for the Iranians. And it's always, what is the message? To me, they both sound the same. That's the uniparty. Kathy Hochul, Nikki Haley, two different sides. Republican and Democrat. No, that's a psyop, dude. It's uniparty. It's New World Order. They're both evil. They worship Satan. That's why they sound the exact same. Can you imagine? And she says this. Nikki Haley comes out and says, on day one in a Nikki Haley administration, we are going to start making sure that we can monitor every single person on social media. With your name, with your personal information, so we can monitor you because it's a national security threat. Because the Chinese, right? But it's just like what Kathy Hochul was saying. Kathy Hochul says, well, we need to do this because this is about safety. This is about security because people are feeling unsafe just walking to work in New York. So if we can monitor those criminals, then people might feel a lot safer, as if that's not going to get weaponized to go after political opponents, especially when they shut down the world again. And then here you go with Nikki Haley as well, on the right side of the uniparty, echoing the same message. Why? Because this is Lucifer, man. You're hearing these demons speaking through these people. You know, I am not saying that to be, you know, like it's a catchy thing to say on the Alex Jones show. Like, I'm for real. Like, you are hearing these demonic entities. That's why they both sound exactly the same. That's why both of their messages are exactly the same. They are playing the same notes. That's why the uniparty plays the same notes of the New World Order. That's why you can't view things Republican and Democrat. It's good versus evil. They all play the same tone. They all play the same tune, and they all carry the same notes. And that's why they all sound exactly the same. Why is Nikki Haley wanting to be able to verify every single one of us on social media by name and call it a national security threat? Oh, this is for your safety. This is to keep you safe. Sound familiar? That's always going to be the globalist, totalitarian, authoritarian abusers' message to those that they are attempting to target and control forever. Well, I'm here to protect you. So sacrifice all your freedoms. Sacrifice all that you have. Sacrifice all of your liberties because there's a scary entity out there and we are the only ones that can save you. So give us all of your information and biometrics because we love you. Yeah, no thanks. All right, War Room's coming up right next. See you guys later.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com. You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlavly. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Rainforest every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Rainforest. So I'll take Rainforest in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Rainforest is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Rainforest Plus, Rainforest Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.